Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Sisters, we are back up in his house right here with you again right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network, coming in his house right here on this fantastical, magnificent Friday night. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. What month is this, y'all? Hell, this is May the 6th, man, the sixth day of May 2022, and we are delighted as always to be in this house with you right here again for Culture Freedom Radio Network, man, coming in here with a excellent topic of conversation for you tonight, man. I tell y'all right here, this topic of conversation is a real serious topic of conversation that we have tonight. And oh man, we got a video that I'm gonna be playing here. This is what really sparked this topic tonight. A good brother, the Moore David Israel, he sent this video to me, and I checked it out, and when I listened to it, like, man, I told Dave, man, bro, we got to do a show on this one, brother. This is a, and I, so I sent it to the rest of my brothers, the good brother Alpha Male, Justice, and so y'all know who we are, the hosts right here on our Friday night panel discussions. Like I said again, the brothers who be on every Friday night for our panel discussions, you know, Brother Alpha Male in the house, Brother Justice and Moray David Israel and myself. Sunray 9, a.k.a. Aria Israel. So when I sent it to the rest of the brothers, and wanted to see the brothers, other brothers' outtake on it and see what thought about it, like where it is old. Man, I can't even get my words out, man, to get this thing. I've been waiting all week to do this, but we really have some serious topics. I mean, really serious discussions for the black community that we have to not just call freedom, but black community. There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain, black community. And some things we don't want to discuss. We just want to cover them up and just go about our life sometime like nothing is happening. Nothing has happened. And our children get the rough end of the trauma from a lot of us as adults. A lot of us, I say we have been traumatically hurt as a child, and we grow up with that same trauma, and then we have children, and we our trauma, it had passed on to our children. It's basically like a child, you never felt love, or something happened to you as a child, and you might grow up and then have a child, and hell, you start bringing that trauma and that non showing that non love to your child as well. Man, it's just a sad thing. So I'm gonna play a video tonight, though, for this conversation. And when I listen to this video, man, it really bothers me. It does, y'all. It really moves me and bothers me. And before I get into it, I got some other things I'm going to talk about first, then, before we get into the subject. But, y'all know, y'all might want to take the children. I'll let y'all know before I play it, to take the children out of the room. If y'all got children who listen to this show, but y'all know, he used a lot of profanity, but do you really want to get the children out on this one? But, because it's going to be some harsh words, some, profanity, as they say, in this one. And really this thing is a mother talking to her adult son about him being what we call gay or homosexual. I don't like to use the word gay because, like I said, according to it used to be a time that word gay for the 19th and 20th century used the word gay actually meant happy. Like I said before, in the middle of the 19th and the 20th century, they flipped that. And it used to mean happy. Now it means homosexual or whatnot. So I like to just go stick with the word homosexual. But anyway, so when I play this, this is not related to get on the subject about homosexuality, not tonight. But that's what she's going to be getting into. The video, the clip that we're going to play is deeper than the homosexual thing. It's deeper. When y'all hear it, y'all going to understand why. And when we're going to get into it, it's deeper. But before I say that, I want to just say, y'all have seen, I want to say two things before we get into the subject. I've seen there was a brother who was real influential and I guess a controversial brother who made his name on YouTube. Brother Kevin, what's his name? Samuel. So, I've seen some things that he passed away. Yes, sir. I've seen some things that he made his transition, Kevin Samuels. Yes, sir. He used to do a lot of things. I'm saying, Kevin Samuels, a YouTuber with 1.4 million subscribers, has died. And, right now they don't know how he passed away, but I've just seen that. And a lot of people on YouTube and things, really giving their shout outs to him. He was like a self-appointed relationship guru. Now he was controversial to a lot of women. And so, man, yeah, he was always, getting on some women sometime about some things that they've done. But I see he passed away. So may the peace and blessings be upon your brother's soul. And all this goes out to his family. And as well, here in the city of Memphis, we lost a legendary radio host, disc jockey, man, a brother was influential here in this city. Brother name will go by the name Bobby OJ, man. Yes, sir. Actually, he hosts the radio station here on a radio station that was here. It's called WDIA, AM station. He said one of the first black stations in the nation. And I forgot how long he on air there, 40 years, but the man, the brother, loved his job at the radio station. And he actually said, I really don't want to retire. He said, I want to die doing what I love. And it's working at the radio station. Brother died, passed away on Tuesday, right there in the radio station. As he was, they went to a commercial break or music break. And during the music break, he do talk shows, some part of the day he do music and then he do talk shows. And I guess he had been doing some talking, they say. And then he went to a music break, station break, whatnot, and he passed away doing it. So he actually died doing what he loved. And he always gave out, like, he had this thing called Bobbyology, his own this philosophy on things. And, I tell you, I've learned a lot of things. I took a lot of tips from him for me doing podcasts and radio. I learned some things, and from him when I was even doing music, learned a lot of tips from him. So, man, yes, he's going to be missed in this city. I used to listen to his stage. I hadn't listened to it in over a week. And just it happened, I turned on there about, he used to come on at 9 o'clock. And I went on there about 9:40, and I know it was music playing. And I was like, okay, I said, maybe he off today. Later on, I found out that he had passed away. So, yeah, the city of Memphis, man, we lost a legend in the radio industry here. He was also the program director. So, man, that radio station would never be the same no more, because they had a lot of elders. They look forward to him coming there. They look forward to him coming on air. So peace and blessings be upon his family as well, and condolences. Condolences to his family. But let's go ahead and get into this topic of conversation right here tonight, man. The disrespectful parenting. Yeah, it's a nice topic of conversation, man. Disrespectful parenting. I like, what the heck? Now y'all be saying, man, come on, come somewhere. That title is this y'all got. Yeah, man, peace to my brother Justice for helping me out with that title and giving me that title. And y'all will find out why we are talking about a disrespectful. Let me get this thing here loaded up, and y'all going to find out why we saying this, man. And I, you know what? And I get this here, brothers. Hey, brother, I don't know. I'm going to get my wife to come in here after I play this clip, and because I want her to share something. Y'all, she saw for herself the other day at a place, because I'm going to play this video, and I'll bring my brothers in. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I want to bring the brothers in so we can, everybody can get the introduction, and then we're going to go into this clip, and then we do this here after I come in the clip, and I want to bring my wife in, and she's going to tell y'all something, confirm damn near what this clip saying. What this woman in this, I don't want to see it yet, but what this woman was saying in this clip, she heard a woman talking to a child about 7 years old, and this being disrespectful to a child. Now y'all probably said, hey, okay, but let me bring my brothers in. Let me open these mics and bring my brothers in and let them do the greetings, and then I'm gonna go ahead and play this clip. And I just want to bring my brothers in so they can get the introduction. I want to hold everybody up. Peace to my brothers. Peace to your brothers. Peace to y'all out there. How y'all doing? Everybody, mic's open.
All right. Peace, everybody.
Peace, Brother Alpha Male. Brother Brother Justice. Okay, he might be taking care of some business. Well, everybody, mic's going to be open. I don't think Dave, I don't know if you're ready either. But let me just dive into this clip, man, and this is crazy. Now, this clip here was a clip coming from World Star. I think it was on Facebook, but it's coming from the World Star.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I want to say shalom, Shabbat shalom, Chief Rabbi, David Israel, Moray, David Israel, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, Yah. Shout out to Live Vibe Radio, shout out to Coach Free Nation, and I just, before y'all we get into it, I'm going to quote this scripture, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I just want to throw that out there because I will be quoting that scripture tonight. So that's something I want the mothers and to hear, you know, because this world is wicked right now. And shoot, we need some real, there ain't no more big mamas and no more paws in the house no more. So, you know, we just
and I'm going to be in and out. I'm going to be in and out again. So, peace, okay. Everybody. Go ahead, peace.
Yeah, when you ain't saying that, I thought that that was your problem. You know,
help us out ourselves, oh my.
Tell who they? Hello, Dave. What'd you say? You said that guy. Tell who they, Dave? Damn, what's going on? Brother David. Damn, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I don't know what happened. Okay, I hear. I'm trying to see Day. I thought it hung
up. I'm here too, but I'm gonna be in and out. And I heard y'all talking crap about me last week. I heard y'all talking that mess about me.
I was messing with Day. He said something. I was trying to get him hit again, but I guess he met it.
I heard both of them, Alpha Male talking crap about me and Chief. That's right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get y'all back.
We want to know how Banana was doing.
That's funny, Alpha Male. Don't even try it, though, okay? Don't even try it.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, her name was Rashida. But, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back.
I got you. No problem. Now, family, we're going to let y'all know this. Now, this is, I'm playing this on a video, so, and was being recorded on a video camera phone or something. So, you know, the audio quality is not going to be that terrific. So, but we want to, let's play this. Now, mind you, I think this brother is about, I'm looking at the thing. It's a mother talking to her son who is 19 years of age. Now, I'm saying this specifically. It's a mother talking to her 19-year-old son. So let's check out this mother language as she talked to her son. Now she's saying about he's supposed to be in a gay relationship, but let's check this out.
In here, of course, everyone can find a character to suit themselves. We have cyborgs, aliens, vampires. In Hero Wars, everyone can find a character to suit themselves. We have cyborgs, aliens, vampires.
Hey, this is Ben. You've been on us since we were kids. He's been being on us since we were kids, and he finally fought back, and you mad. That's why you sell him.
Now, let me see you. Alpha Male, could you hear that, brother? Make sure y'all can hear it, bro.
I can hear it, but it's hard to make out, you know, what's being said, though.
Yeah, because, like I said, it's audio. Let me see. Maybe can I turn some down? Yeah, because, you know, the audio, when they... each other. Let me see. Let me turn it. See, maybe I can turn something down a little bit and see.
And that's why you're talking, bitch.
Nobody talking. Now, let me see something. Is that better, Alpha Male? Was that better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay, yeah. I turned some of the volume down. Okay, here we go. Let me start it back up. All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Ben. You've been being on us since we were kids, and he finally fought back, and you mad. That's why you stabbed him. You had people testing me 3-4 o'clock in the morning talking about that's my mama. My record clean.
Don't be with men, baby. Understand me? Men don't be with men. It makes sense and pussy for six and six and a pussy. I'm
told you we would play fighting.
It don't matter what you was fighting. You a man, nigga.
I told you we would play fighting.
It doesn't matter. You a motherfucking man. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
But you talking about somebody lying. I didn't lie.
Yeah,
I told
it
you
don't
I
matter. It don't matter. But whatever you did that night, it was revealed. It was revealed to me.
I wasn't revealed. I already told you we would play fighting.
That was revealed to me.
Nothing was revealed to you.
That's why.
You act like I lied to you. Told you I was somewhere I wasn't supposed to be.
It don't matter.
I told you I was there.
It don't matter. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't do that fag and drama queen shit. I don't do that. All on Facebook going viral, bitch. I don't do that. And you a motherfucking man in the army. That ain't army material, nigga. Army hoes they motherfucking chest out, nigga. They ain't no such thing as fake fighting with blue and no two people.
Y'all hear this. This is, now, mind you, this is a mother. This is supposed to be, now I'm going to say supposed to be, shit, at this point. I'm going to say supposed to be a mother talking to her son, talking to her son, and calling him a, y'all, I might as well say, is he, calling this man a bitch. Y'all, this God damn it. This is a problem. This is so problematic for me. Now, she's supposed to be mad at him, right, for being gay. Now, he said it was something supposed to have been about a video on Facebook and things of this nature. And I'm going to read his comment, you know, I mean, his post, what he said. It had something in a story that said. But he's supposed to be gay. Now, you mad at this man supposedly been said that he's gay or homosexual. You calling him a bitch. Now, goddamn it, I'm kind of confused. Now, I ain't confused, but goddamn, this ain't just crazy. You mad at him. Just say if he were gay, I don't know. But he's basically saying that he was play wrestling with somebody. The video was saying he was play wrestling with somebody, and she's saying he lied and something like that. I know some of the audio quality. I listened to this thing several times to really hear what was going on. And, so she's saying he's gay or whatever, had a gay relationship. But damn, mama, you disrespecting him calling a grown-ass man a bitch. What kind of respectful woman are you to your son? And another thing he was saying on here too, he's saying now at this point where she abused him when they as a child. And talking about, he said, what kind of child? She said, well, hell, we got abused too when we were little. And he basically said, well, what kind of child get beat all upside the head, all in the face with snitching cords? She said, hell, we got to be worse than that. And that's why he started saying a lot of y'all, you know, people you grew up with, y'all had trauma. He's talking to some of y'all had trauma. And then even in this video, he's talking about how it kind of started off where she's supposed to stab up one of her own sons, his brother. So let me just play just a little bit more in here, y'all.
You do have trauma. You have a lot of
trauma.
You have a lot of trauma, and you have to work. You got problems you need to work on. You got problems you need to work on. You got problems you need to work on. You got problems you need to work on.
You got problems you need to work on. You got problems you need to work on.
You got problems
you need to work on, bitch. Want some dick in your ass?
You have some problems. You really have some problems.
The problem is,
I don't have a problem. That's your problem. That's your problem. No, you really have some problems. You really have mental problems. That's really sad. That's really sad. That's really sad. You talking to your son like that. That's really sad. That's really sad.
Y'all heard his young brother. I don't know. It's just me, y'all. And maybe it's just me. I hear the hurt in this brother. You know, despite what we're saying about the man as a homosexual, at this point for me, I just, you know, that right there, I know that is, you know, we might say it's problematic, but the way she's talking to this brother, calling this young man, for me, it just, what they say, it's the bitch for me, y'all. That's the new thing young people saying. It's the bitch part for me. That she's calling this young man a bitch. But listen what he said. Listen how you talk to your son. Listen how you talking to your son. I hear the hurt in this brother. And then when I'm going to read the comment.
That's really sad.
That's how I know you need help. Now, you ain't my son. See what he said? Sad. Talking to your son like this. That's how I know you need help. Talking about his mother. This is how I know you need help. Because the way you talking to your son, I know you need help. And she truly do.
I don't even want to be your kid.
Now at this point he just, they was riding in the car and he jumped out of the car. Video, it says his side of the story. It says this is just a little snippet. He says, but I've been going through this for years with this lady. I've been taking care of my siblings since I was 13. I never really had freedom to be a teenager or live my life because I had to watch my siblings all the time while she was out 4 or 5 o'clock. I guess like 4 to 5 o'clock out, you know, in the morning. It says, cook and clean up behind them. She been abusing us for a long time. Now, you notice he said in the video, he says she's been abusing us for a long time as I can remember. I guess it's as long as I can remember. It says, I've just always tried to cover it up because I really do love my mama. But she has really put me through so much stress and pain for me to be only 19. He says, only a few people know about it. The reason I joined the army to get away from her and to make sure my siblings have a better life from her. That's the thing that was added to the video that you read. Now, he says, I've been taking care of my siblings since I was 13, and I never had the freedom to be a teenager. And, you know, she's been out. She sound like one of them street-type women. The way that she just even talking to her son like that, a grown-ass man, you know, just – in spite if the brother is just, you know, homosexual. Now, I can understand as a parent, you know, I'm trying to get my words together here, y'all. You know, you would hate to see your child, you know, especially a man, you know, turn to that homosexual lifestyle and, you know, it would be a lesbian or whatnot. Yes. But at the same time, I know it can bring some anger, but it sounds like to me that she's constantly bringing out the embarrassment. She's embarrassed because something that happened on Facebook. She seemed to be more embarrassed about that. And but this whole thing is how she talking to her son, the disrespect of calling a grown-ass man a bitch. But you're mad now. Let's just say if he is a homosexual, you know, gay or whatnot. But you're adding on to it by even want to call him a bitch. Because what is a bitch? They say bitches are what? A female dog. Right? So if bitch is a female dog, you calling him a bitch, you calling him a female. You want to call the brother a female. And y'all know, man, you know, I've had relationships where I've been in with a woman. And y'all know that word, that's a push your button word right there for a man. That's a push your button word. When a woman really try to agitate you and make you want to go over that god doggone edge, and she call you, and y'all in a heated argument, call you a B word. Boy, now, that, you know, they said man is not supposed to put his hand on a woman. But when she called you that B word, ooh-wee, you about to knock the, you be like, you be almost about to do an Ike Turner on her ass. I'm just going to stop. I'm sorry. I got to tell it. You be almost getting ready to, you turn into a Ike Turner. And they know this. There's some of them try to push you, and you may be trying to walk away. Some of them always tell me, don't put your hand on a woman, son. You know, just try to walk away. And I've been in some heated argument, and I tried to do that. And she said, oh, bitch ass boy, yo, hoe ass. And right there, I stopped. What the, you called me? And you be about to man your damn arm, get cocked back, and you just have to catch yourself. Like, don't you ever disrespect me and call me that no more. They know that's a trigger word you call them. Well, it used to be. I don't know now. I don't know about now. That was a trigger word. That was a and code. You don't call me. You want your ass whooped? You call me a punk, a B word, and an H word. That was a word that got your ass whooped for calling another man that. And for a woman to be disrespectful to call her child that. And I'm going to tell y'all something. This is my just own personal opinion. From what I'm saying, I think this is that wasn't her first time. That's not her first time calling her child the B word. Because it rolled off just too goddamn easy. It rolled off like she been doing this. And I bet you, y'all, she have. I bet you she been calling this young child this for a very long time because he said that she's been abusing them. She's been calling this child these names for a very long time. And something about the homosexual part, and there was something even in the comments on this video, somebody else even said it, and I let my wife and I let her first hear it, and she was like, that woman, that got problems, that woman got damn problems. That's my wife as soon as she heard it. And but I told my wife, I said, you know what, if that child is maybe homosexual, I said that maybe it could have been somebody. Because if she been, I don't even know this woman now, but just listening, that boy probably could have been molested by somebody, one of her goddamn old boyfriends, somebody around the house, somebody friend or something. And he might even been trying to tell the woman. She don't want to hear that shit. Somebody even said, I'm telling you, I wish I can find it. There's so many comments to this video. But somebody said that even on this thing, he probably was about molested by one of her boyfriends why he gay. But here's something, I'm gonna read just some of the things. Somebody says single mothers create the men that they complain about. I've heard that before. That's what somebody comment on a video and said, single mothers create the men that they complain about. And somebody else said right here, says That's what happened when there is no father in the home. To beat up the bitchness out of him, something like that. Let me see. Some people mistyping, y'all. So I'm just trying to figure it out. Okay, let me go back over. He said, that's what happened when there's no father in the home. To beat the bitchness out of him. That's it. Bitch assness out of him. The little end need a back page or something on speed dial. He's still a young enough to be saved from the mental illness. They talk about the homosexual. Some people on thing, they're kind of hearkening on the homosexual part, and some people are pointing out the faults of the mother. Now, here's something else. Somebody said, AMAC says, horrible mother. She don't have to like or agree with it, but the method that she's going about is so terrible. The word therapy is like kryptonite in the black community. Definitely need some here. And that's what most people are saying, that there's some things in this black community is tragic. Now, here's the last one. I'm going to just read here something. It's post-traumatic slave disorder. Black people are always concerned with someone else's sexuality, especially women. And it says, it spells insecurity, no other group. I ain't gonna read this. I don't want to deal with politics tonight. Somebody threw politics. I'm gonna leave the politics shit out on tonight. But it says damn child trauma. And I gotta go get my wife because I want her to. Because y'all heard this woman saying, calling this young man the B word. I need to get my wife in here right fast because I want her to tell y'all about something that she witnessed the other day. Yeah, and my brother said, I got to read some of these comments on my phone now. Here, right? Say, Kevin Samuels used to tell women that. Yeah, and I believe that's why they hate brothers like that, man. Like, you're right, Brother Alvin. Man. That's why they dislike that man. And then let me see here. My brother LJ said, peace to my brother LJ. Peace to you, brother. Peace to the God. He says, in my opinion, the black family as a whole has been destroyed for so long that our women don't know how to respect their men. And that's truly right, my brother. And I'm going to go into some things about Willie Lynch, brother LJ. You mentioned Willie Lynch today, and I had to go back and dig out my Willie Lynch thing and look at some stuff in here of Willie Lynch. I want somebody, let me see, somebody come here, because I'm going to go get my wife right back, because I want her to tell this story right fast to y'all about something. Let me be right back. All right, 1 second, man. Here we go. I want her to tell y'all this thing, what happened the other day, what she actually witnessed from another black woman. I mean, I want you to tell.
Get back, y'all.
Just tell her what you seen the other day. You got to come close to the mic.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hey, y'all.
I was telling my husband how I was in the nail place, and a young lady came there. She had a son with her. He was about 7 or either 8 years old. And they was in there selling like lotion, shampoo, conditioner. And she came in there first with a hand full of stuff trying to sell it. And then her son, the one that's about 7 or 8, came in there with a handful of stuff too, and she got to calling him all kind of B's and H's, and I was like, my goodness, I know she is not talking to her child like that, calling him MF and telling him to go back to the car because he's messing up her business. It ain't none of his stuff while he's in there trying to sell her stuff. And I'm like, oh, that is real crazy. Now, why would anybody want to buy anything from her, and after she just belittled her child like that in front of everybody?
So she was calling the little boy B's and H's.
B's and H's. ML. She was calling him all kind of names. And I mean, she was really screaming at him.
And what you know, and what you said the other lady said that the boy said?
The little boy said, she asked me, did I hear him, what he had said? I said, what he had said? Did you hear when he had said when he get old, he going to beat the hell out of her? I said, no, I didn't hear him say that. She was like, that's what he had just said when he walked out.
the little boy said he was gonna beat the hell out of her.
Yeah.
No, all right. Y'all get out, get out, get out. I gotta get some of the dogs out. Get out. Go on in there. Get my dogs out. I gotta get my dogs out of my studio over here, y'all. My bad. See, now this is what we're a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. And you know, this let me shut my door right fast. Let me shut my door. Now that's a 7-year-old. Now that's what I said. Now remember I said that woman, that was on that video, that was not her first time just on that video calling it that young brother the B word and stuff. That she been doing that. Now like my wife said that when they were sitting there in the shop, here's this woman they selling products, and her son trying to help her out, and she's calling him all kind of B's and H's, belittling this young child. And I got an article going to go into some things about 5 things or 10 things. I forgot the name of the damn thing, but the article that you should, you know, about bad parenting. But belittling this young man. And it seemed to be, I don't know, man. It's just out of control. These sisters, I've heard women talk to these children, calling them, man, you mother so-and-so. Not you women, but women, they're calling, disrespecting these young brothers, calling them all kind of B's and H's. These are young children. That's why I even said in this in the title, in the description, some people are just too unfit to raise children. Some people are unfit to raise children. I'm sorry. And I tell you, man, a lot of this stuff is, and brothers, y'all can come on in anytime y'all want to. Some women... It is some things, that's not for all cases, it's certain times. See, some women mistreat these young, especially these young brothers, these young men, because of something that may have been happened with their father. You know, they take out their frustration and their anguish on children, the young men, because of something with that father, something about that father. You know, if the father left them or whatever, he's gone. And they see that child, and you may say, you remind me so much of your no-good-ass daddy. I can't stand. You look just like your no-good-ass pappy. And they will take out a lot of that anguish on that child. And I'm going to give y'all some of my personal stuff. I'm going to give y'all some of my personal stuff. Oh, yeah. I got some personal stuff. And like I said, I know I'm supposed to did that thing, you know, told y'all some stuff. I know I didn't do it. But I had... with my son mother, and my son do look like me in my image and not to my likeness. When my son mother did that dirty shit to get me out of my home from my children, it's me trying to be the best damn father I can do, and I put up with so much shit, her getting me locked up with shit. I want to be in the home to raise my children. I felt that no matter what she was taking me through and going through, I felt that I couldn't raise my children not being in the home. That's how I felt. I felt like I couldn't be a father, a good father. I wanted to be there inside of that home to raise my children. You know, and she had me locked up for a bunch of shit. You know, I go right back to you. I had a police even told me, man, a white police told me before, hey, you'll be a damn fool if you go back to that woman. Y'all know what? I wish I could see that white man today and I can tell him, you know what? You were right. I was a goddamn fool. I had went back to. And she had got my ass locked right back up and got, you know, and that really got me messed up on some shit, y'all. But I was a damn fool. But an elder told me, though, when I was locked up, hey, man, don't use your children as an excuse. You can be a man and still raise your children outside. I know you're trying. You want to be there. I consulted with some elders when I was locked up. But anyway, so even when she did her dirt to me and got me locked up and got me messed up on some stuff, And to be with another Negro, and I'm going to say it like that, y'all. I'm going to try to keep it cool. To be with another dude, she did all that shit to get me out of the home. And when she didn't listen, y'all, because imagine, this woman, I didn't have to work. You don't even have to work. Now, goddamn, I'm being like some of the white boys. You ain't even got to look. All I want you to do is stay at home, take care of the house, and, you know, go pick the children up, bought a car. I was working. She just stay at home, mom. That's all she had to do. I took everything. But she didn't want that shit. What the mindset? She still want to hang out in the goddamn street you smoke weed and all that old bullshit, do what the other folk do. And I'm trying to build a lifestyle for us, a nice thing. But anyway, so she wanted to be hung out with these other, you know, had some old Nick Rowe, I guess, that sold her a dream. But anyway, so she got to push me out the way to be with this dude. And so after she got me out of the way, she started messing with my son. Now, my son, the dude started, you know, he would do shit towards my son. And my son, I had, you know, have disagreement with him. He was young, you know. He was still like a teenager and younger. And like him and my son got to had an altercation once. And because I gave my son like a little do-rag. I'm trying to make it short. Gave my little son a do-rag. He came over here and spent the weekend with me. I just get him whenever I could, whenever she would let me get him. I gave him a little do-rag. He was trying to get a little waves in his head. So I gave him a do-rag. So they dude picked him up from he picked him up from school, and my son had the wave cap on I gave him, and as soon as he got in the car, said, "Dude, snatch the thing out, take that gang rag off your head." He's like, "This ain't no gang rag," and he grabbed my son by the head and kind of yanked his head, you know, but anyways, a long story to my son. It got home, my son said he went in there, and I kind of hated did that, but luckily he didn't, you know, he didn't stab him. He went in there and got a knife, and he went to go try to stab with it, and she got in between them and seen what was going on, try to get in between them and tried to break it up. And so he was like, "Nah," my son said. He said, "Nah, I don't need no knife. I'm gonna put these hands on you so my son put the knife down, but as she was trying to break them up, get in between them, my son said he tried to pull away from her, and he elbowed her by mistake as he was trying to get away. How about she called the police on my son and said my son assaulted her? So my son with the juvenile. Now, he's trying to attack the dude, and I hate that happened. And this happened. I found out when he was locked up, I found out I talked to a counselor down there, and I didn't know, but the counselor, this woman just emptied out and told me so many damn things I didn't even know. And my son had been kept going to juvenile. She had been calling and getting my son locked up several times that I didn't even know nothing. Now, they like, "You didn't know?" I said, "No, ma'am, I had no clue this stuff was going on." All was because this dude that she was with, she was destroying my son at the same time. That she was doing the same shit that she had been doing to me. She started doing that shit to my son. So my son, and even that, I had a stepdaughter. And because I tried to do my best to give them, man, the world. God damn it, if I could. Whatever I thought that I couldn't get when I was younger, I tried. It was like, "Dad, can I have this?" "Yeah, I got you." Tried to get them everything they want. I'm going to say this, y'all. I didn't even celebrate goddamn Easter, none of that shit. But I was buying them goddamn Easter bunnies and shit, rabbits and all type of shit. I wanted them children to have, goddamn it. I wanted them to have. Never wanted them to be without. But anyway, so she took that from them, and just that fatherly love. I mean, we went everywhere. We did everything. And even my mother, when she took me, she said, my little stepdaughter, she said, "Man, that girl is going to resent her from her taking her dad away from her." And don't you know, my son had told me that my stepdaughter tried to stab her and kill her. And there was a lot of more things. She got mad, a lot of things, too, because my son's mother was in this homosexual lifestyle. Yeah, I'm going to tell it, goddamn. Yeah, she was in this homosexual lifestyle. Even when we was together, she was going out there running the streets, messing around, had lesbians coming over. And we used to always have that was a conflict of interest, y'all know, because I was practicing Islam at that time. And even as some parts going into the Nawabians. And we had that conflict. I don't want my children to be gay. So-and-so, so-and-so. And I'd be like, "Nah, I don't care if they be gay." And I tell y'all, my stepdaughter is a lesbian now, because of the lifestyle that her mother was bringing to that damn home, bringing them lesbians into that goddamn house. Now, my daughter is into that lesbian lifestyle. This is why they wanted me out the fucking house. Because they used to have them all over there, and they always try to get me locked up. Hell, they called the police on me. They had all them fucking lesbians over there once, and then I was at the home. I came home from work. I was like, y'all gotta get the fuck up out of here. We get the fuck up out. And they went in, one of the friends went out the house, and they stayed here. The police come to the goddamn house, and they end up taking my black ass to jail. See, that's why I be telling y'all, sometimes y'all want to run away. Or y'all be going in about this homosexual bullshit. I tell you, man, that boy, them motherfuckers, I wish I could tell y'all. I wish I can really just lay this shit out sometime. That's why I say this whole agenda. These motherfuckers will destroy you to get their evil plot, and they will fuck up lives in the process. My stepdaughter right now don't have shit to do with her mother. Even though she had, I don't know what happened to somebody. I don't know if somebody molested her. One of the women that turned her that way. I don't know what the fuck happened because I was gone. I was out of there. And so she tried to destroy her own freaking children because of motherfucking these lesbian women that she was fucking around with. All these damn, excuse my French elders, anybody out there listening, that's why I tell y'all, don't let the baby listen to this show tonight. Because of the shit that she was involved in. She didn't give a damn. Long as she got what she wanted. So, and I got to throw this in right now. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I don't give a damn. This is a therapy session. I gotta let it all out, y'all. Cause somebody need to hear this thing. Maybe help somebody. Even my own mother right now, y'all. I know the Bible says that. Respect my brother. I love my mother. My father's passed away. Even right now, y'all, brother Ari, y'all, brother Sunray, me and my mother don't have no dealings with each other. I know. But y'all man said, God damn, bro, you in the Bible, man? Yeah, I don't have no. That's my mother. I still love her, but I love her from afar. What I mean is this devil's thing that she've done, that I've dealt with for a long time, kept my mouth closed, wouldn't say a mumbling word out of love and respect for my mother. But at the same time, I cannot, like, you know, the Bible tells us and talks about too. It's Proverbs. Y'all hear me read that sometime. Do not stand in the congregation of the wicked. Do not be around them. My mother, them, y'all. A lot of negativity, a lot of bullshit. They do. They are, one of my aunts, them, they keep up a lot of bullshit. I refuse, just because that's my mother, I refuse to go around them, have any fucking thing to do with them. My brother just found out, he's 30-some goddamn years old now, and he just found out that we don't even have the same daddy. We have separate daddies. And I tell y'all, you know what, one thing, they tried to fucking blame me. Talking about when she finally told my son, because when COVID hit, I guess it scared the hell out of her. She thought she was going to probably die from COVID. So I guess she thought, well, shit, I better get this off my chest. I don't want to die with this on me. And she finally told my brother, well, your daddy, man, Dwayne, you thought your daddy ain't your daddy. She told him who his daddy is. And then they come calling me, and like, because I told her I was kind of upset about the situation and stuff like this. And they come calling me, my aunt, them and all them calling me and shit, talking about, well, you ought to know better. I'm like, oh, whoa, wait a minute now. You knew. I'm like, well, how did I know? How did I know? Well, you know better. First of all, how in the hell did I know? And what y'all mean that I know better? And when my aunt called me, man, I never disrespected my aunt. But I snapped the fuck out that day, y'all. I turned Sunray on her ass. That so, whoa, don't y'all come calling me with this bullshit. Don't be, and I'm sorry, don't be putting this shit off on me. Y'all ain't gonna put this shit off on me. Like, I had something to do with it. And then, you know, so I snapped out on her, and she come calling her son, and I'm like, man, he went off on me. I ain't never heard him go off like that. And even with that, my mother was taught, and here's the really good play. You call yourself a minister. They just, they told me, I told my wife, they ain't tell me that. I call yourself a minister, and look the way he acting. I said, you see that? I said, see, that's why I don't deal with them, because they want to play all this negative game. See, and so anyway, a whole bunch of stuff that I've seen now. Even my brother just called me the other day upset because he has some children. My brother went over, he was like Papa was a Rolling Stone. Now she's been going around my mother. Now she's my mother. That's why I say I don't want to even deal with him. I love him from afar. Been even causing, been trying to cause dissension between my brother's children, and been really like the same thing. And I told her, when I see what my mother was doing, she was mad at my son, mother, them for getting my son. I mean, for taking me out of the household for my children. But I told my brother, you know what? Our mama did us the same way, bro. The same way my son mother did to me, our mother did us to us the same way. I said, for problems, me, she took me away, I said, from my daddy. You didn't even know who your daddy. I mean, you thought your daddy, we had the same daddy. You never got a chance to even be with, you know, your daddy regardless. I said, but she did the same thing. You can't be mad at her because she did us the same fucking way, bro. Did it the same way. I moved out and stayed. I started staying with a girl at 15, when I was 15, my girlfriend and her mama at the age of 15. Because my mother wanted to go out and she put men before her children. She put other men before her freaking children. So I'm running the street doing all kind of crime and every goddamn thing else. So she put men before her children. And now she's even, when she did, even that, now she's causing dissension with my son and his children, trying to tell them, well, your daddy, same way my son mama was doing my son, your daddy don't love you. He don't love you because he care more, because when I was with, one of the women I was with, she had children. He care more about them children than he do you. My son, my mother's doing the same shit to my brother. He called me the other day all upset with that. I don't want nothing to do with her. I'm through with her. And saying that his mother-in-law, well, he take care of his mother-in-law more than he do me. I said, man, because I'm one, your mother-in-law don't keep up shit. My mother-in-law don't keep up a bunch of shit. My mother-in-law don't get it, whatever. Something happened with me and my wife, my mother-in-law don't get involved in none of our business. If anything, if I need anything from her, she's going to be willing. I'd do anything I ever help her. But I tell mom, y'all stay in two. I tell mom, I love them, but they too freaking negative. They keep up too much shit. It's too much shit. I can't deal with them. So I don't, you know, if I can cut my goddamn mom-in-law, I ain't have no problem cutting somebody on the outside away. Because I'm just not going to deal with anything that's going to bring harm to me, my well-being, and my family. I don't even let my son even try to take my granddaughter around them because I know what they're going to do. And like I was telling my brother today, I said, you know, the reason, because we had a discussion, I said, brother, even the reason that maybe they doing what they doing, brother, because it goes back to maybe something. Maybe it's something, brother, maybe because they didn't have a father. Their father wasn't, you know, because they, I know my mother, dad, he, who I'm actually named out there, he went off and went with another woman and had a family by another woman. I guess he had my grandma pregnant, had children by her, and went off and had another whole family. So I guess, brother, is like it goes a repeat cycle. So I said, you know, and it's like I said, that's why we talk about this trauma and things that happen with black community. It's just been passed on and people try to, you know, try to cover it up in the best way they can. But some of these hurt people, y'all know what they're saying, hurt people. And that's maybe why she's doing some of the shit that she's doing, my mother and them, because of certain things that happened to her as a young girl. She didn't have her father and maybe in her life. I remember my granddad, and I've seen him, but he wasn't there. And they hurt because he went out and started a whole nother family. So now her sons, she's fucking their lives up or trying to, because she never had that. And so all they know is just causing pain and hurt because they've been hurt. Like I told my brother, though, I said, brother, she ought to be happy, though, man. Her sons are trying their damnedest to be be men and fathers. Both of us are married. We have children. I don't have, you know, children by my wife I'm married to, but I have one son. I said, but she ought to be happy that we are doing our goddamn best, man, to be fathers. Because my father left, I don't know, when I was a teenager, which my mother left my father because for some goddamn dude, actually the dude that, who was my brother's dad. So, but the thing, I said, man, she ought to be happy, man. We're doing our best. We're not in the streets. We're busting our ass trying to provide for our family. They ought to be happy because of that. But they're trying to destroy. And my brother was so upset because, you know, he's calling them, getting his children all upset, trying to call dissension. He don't do nothing for you. And I've seen a lot of that. I've seen it. But I kept my mouth closed. I didn't want to get involved in it. I didn't want to say nothing. I seen when my mother used to do that on his child, putting a bad stain on my brother with his daughter. Your daddy, he don't care nothing about you. He's saying this stuff. He don't care nothing about you. He be too busy taking care of them other children and this, that, and another. And I didn't say nothing, you know. Well, wow. I didn't say shit. But I finally had to go ahead and talk to my brother and tell him. You know, so that shit, man, it's a lot of this shit that goes on. It's a lot of this shit that goes on. And but sisters, we love you, but we got to do a better job than what y'all doing. We know that some brothers have hurt y'all out here. We know that some brothers have hurt y'all. We understand. But you got to realize those children are not that dude. Those children that y'all are hurting and y'all destroying are not that dude. Don't take your pain. Don't take that anger for whatever that fucking man did. Don't take that, because number one, you laid down with him. If he didn't rape you and got you pregnant and you had that baby, if you felt that dude was going to be there, you fell for the pimp line or whatever that Mac Daddy line he gave to you, and it was consensual and you pregnant, hey, it is what it is. You can send it to you. But do not destroy these young children's lives, because these young children, when you mess their lives, they're going to grow up being adults. Hopefully, you know, pray to God, if some of them don't get killed like a lot of our teenagers are getting murdered out here, they're going to grow up being adult and start messing up other people's lives. So we're just going to keep on going in a cycle and a cycle and a cycle. We're going to have a whole bunch of hurt people, constantly hurting people. We're going to constantly keep having an effed up society of black people. Constantly repeated cycle. This shit has to stop. And I said this, I was talking about, I don't mean no harm, but I was telling my brother LJ, I hope he don't mind me saying it. I told him, I said, man, you know, we talk about fathers. It's one thing, you know, we love our fathers. A lot of people, you love your father. You want, you know, the relationship with your father. But one thing it is, when that mother hurts you, oh, Lord, have mercy. Ain't no hurt in the world when your mother hurts you. When your mother hurts you, because, wow, I'm talking about when your mother hurts you, because that mother was, because number one, you was in the womb of the woman. You was connected to that mother. She carried you. You was the part of her essence. And when you came out, she held you. She cradled you. She nurtured you. She fed you. She talked to you when you was in her stomach. And my babies, you rubbing on that stomach. You had that special connection with that mother. But when that mother hurt you, do stuff like, and get older, and she's seen like that, she don't want to show you love. That hurt like no other hurt. God damn it. That hurt like a mother for a child. I don't give a damn, boy, girl, whoever. That hurt. Because you always look for the comfort of your mother. You will always look for the comfort of your mother, that nurturer. But when she hurt you, you hurt like a motherfucker, brother. Excuse my French. Your wife can leave you. You ain't going to hurt like that with your mother. Your girlfriend can leave you. Your side piece can leave you. It ain't going to hurt like that mother. That mother, when that mother hurts you, you get hurt from that mother, because she ain't like, she don't care. She don't love you. And like that brother on that video, That brother wants some love from his mother. He want love from his mother, but he seemed he can't get it. She, listen what he said. You talking to your son like that, that's a shame. That's how I know you need help. That brother's hurt. That brother's hurting. He's crying out for freaking help, and he really wanted from his mother. He probably crying out, needing help from her to even maybe deal with the struggle with his sexuality. But the mama, like you said, without in the 4 or 5 o'clock all in the morning and shit, she's not there to nurture the brother, to give him guidance. Now, we can say about the father, but, you know, we're talking about these mothers, the nurturer. We would say the mother is the first teacher. You want that comfort. Yeah, you can talk to pop, but, you know, something, you go to mom, you can talk to mom, man. You can talk to mom, supposedly. But when she don't show you that love, that shit hurt like a motherfucker, bro. It's like nobody would comfort you if mama don't comfort you. If mama don't be there to comfort you, you're like, I ain't got nobody. There's nobody to comfort me if mom don't comfort me. I lost my connection. And let me, brother, y'all don't mind. I hope y'all don't mind. But let me read something from this Willie Lynch letter thing, man, right fast, brothers. The Willie Lynch letter thing here says, man, check this out, y'all. This is one part. It says, a brief discourse in the offspring develop will shed light on the key to sound economic principles. This is the highlighted part. Pay little attention to the generation of the original breaking. Now, this is the part. I got to go back. This is the part where they talk about breaking a horse. You break a horse, and they use the same method as he was saying about breaking a horse is how you could break a human being and make them out of a slave. You remember the Willie Lynch thing, right? So, anyway, he says, pay little attention to the generation of the original breaking, but concentrate on future generations. Therefore, if you break the female mother, he will break the offspring earliest years and development. When the offspring is old enough to work, she will deliver it up to you for her normal female protection tendencies will have been lost in the original breaking process. But let's go here. Let's break this down. It says, therefore, if you break the female mother, she will break the offspring earliest years. Now, when we go and we look at today, you know, we have a society where some women, not all my sisters out there, this don't relate to y'all, all my sisters out there. I know the ones that listen to Culture Freedom Radio, this don't show enough, don't relate to y'all. I know y'all know better. But we got a society today of women. We go back to even Trina. Excuse my friends, y'all. I gotta make it plain today, as they say in the Nation of Islam. I gotta make it plain. We have a society today where we have women talk about I'm the baddest bitch. When we know when Queen Latifah said, "Who you calling a bitch?" He says, "Ladies first. I'm a queen. I'm royalty." But now royalty is gone out the woman. I mean, out the window. Now I'm the baddest bitch. That thought over there. What, I don't know, it was some song, I can't even, it went out of my mind now. But all of these derogatory terms that has been related, now been related for our women, and they take these things as something glorious and something to be magnified by, bitches and things of this nature. If you break this female mother, she will break her offspring in its early development. Remember my wife told me about the 7-year-old when his mother was breaking this young brother. But yeah. Because they women saying she's the baddest bitch. Now, most of these women now in the younger generation down there refer to themselves as bitches and y'all the H words and all of these type of things. Now, as she has been broken, now what is she doing? They relate these type of things to their babies, their young offspring, and getting them develop into this filthy mindset. Now, brother, they own babies. They own male babies. Let me make sure I say that. They own male babies. They're calling them B's and H's. They're breaking them. They are actually breaking them. And listen, look at watch how they're developing them. And even that, they are coinciding or not coinciding, but actually giving credence to a lot of them being homosexuals. Who actually solidify and confirm or give the okay nod for these homosexuals men today? Women. Huh? Y'all see Atlanta Housewives and all of them things, these fashion designers. Who do that? The women. They okay it. They nod their head. Oh, that's cool. Look at them. Ha, 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 ha. They laugh at it. Not knowing. See, like that comment said, these women are raising the men that they complain about. These old homosexuals, these gay-ass dudes out here. Well, shit, you raising them. You raising them. When you start calling him bitches at an early age, you calling this just 7-year-old boy bitch. You know, we know what that's, you know, female dog, but we have the, let's just focus on the word. You calling him at the age of 7 a bitch, a female, relating him as a female. And I got to quote something here, y'all. I got to quote something from the dude, Paul, which I don't even really get into there. But he did say something, though. He says, so a man thinketh, so is he. If you relate that so much, if you tell a child you ain't going to be shit when you grow up, you're going to be just like your no-good-ass daddy. You ain't going to be this. You ain't going to be that. Now, that child mind is not strong enough. Or that child said, I refuse. Because my mama used to say stuff, you don't go to school and get an education, you ain't going to be nothing in life. But I refused to accept that. I had to prove my mama wrong. I had to try to prove her wrong. I won't accept that. But some people probably don't. He's like, well, shit, my mama said I ain't going to be shit. I'm going to be just like my daddy. I said, I'm going to be just like my daddy. See, some people succumb to that. So if you keep relating to this young man as a female by calling him bitches and things that is not your hoes, and, hey, he just might turn out to be a female. Huh? He might turn out to be a Dwayne Wade son. He just might turn out to be that. So don't break your sons. Don't break those children. And even when I was looking at something earlier, even in here, it said, talk about the Willie Lynch letter, how it was talking about they're going to, even with their use the woman, I've got to find that page, where they are use the woman, and by breaking the woman, and she will reverse the roles of the children. Mm-hmm. Said that she will reverse the roles of the children. I'm trying to find that part right fast, y'all. I got this in here. Meaning that she will make the man or the young child or the male weak. She will make him weak and make the female stronger. I'm trying to find that right. I got to find that. And okay, where are we at? I'm trying to get it right fast. I think I almost got it, y'all. I should have saved the page. Because he was talking about, okay, here we go. Understanding is the best thing. Therefore, we shall go deeper into the areas of the subject matter concerning what we have produced here in the breaking process of the female N-word. I'm going to say Negro, y'all. Y'all know the word they use here. It says, we have reverse relationships. In her natural uncivilized state, she would have a strong dependency on the uncivilized Negro male. And she would have a limited protection tendencies towards her independent male offspring and would raise a female offspring to be dependent like her. Nature has provided time with this balance. Let me see what it page it. It says, by her being left alone, and now don't we say the welfare system has said a man can't be in the home no more, so the woman now is being left alone. They don't want her to have a man. They don't want her to have a man nowhere in the life. Oh, we're going to take care of you. Now, what she's been dependent on what? The system. We'll give you welfare. We give you food stamp. We give you everything you need. But don't you have that goddamn man in the house. What they say, y'all, Claudine, y'all remember the movie Claudine? No, we can't have no motherfucking man in the house. We'll take care of you now. I'll be your husband. The government said, I'll be your husband. I'm going to provide everything you need. I'm your provider. But you can't have it. So the woman is supposed to be left alone with the children. Now, she don't have a baby daddy. She don't slip around and have a baby. But we'll take care of you. Now, here's go. Willie Lynch, go back to by her being left alone, unprotected, because the man ain't there now, with the male image destroyed. Now, what do they do to our image, brothers? They make us look like, try to make us the black man look like thugs, make them look like gangsters, pimps, and all that other. Y'all know how they destroy our image, Hollywood and so forth. With the male image destroyed, the idea calls her to move her psychological dependent state to a frozen independent state. In this frozen psychological state of independence, she will raise her male and female offspring in reverse roles. Here we go. For the fear of the young man's life, she will psychologically train him to be mentally weak and dependent, but physically strong. Now, here you go. Now, mentally, physically, he says psychologically, she would train him to be mentally weak and dependent, but physically strong. Because she has become psychologically independent, she would train her female offspring, to be psychologically independent. Now, y'all think about this. What Beyonce them say? And what them songs they got? We independent woman. What's these women out here saying? I'm independent. I don't need no man. Hell, some of them married, goddammit, and talking about I'm independent. How the hell you independent with a husband? How the fuck is you independent with a husband? It says when you become married, you become twain, as the King James Version said, twain. You become one. So how in the hell is you independent with a husband? Never mind, y'all. I don't answer that one. But they teach that these women talking about we independent. I don't need no man. Lynch, y'all. Some people say, Willie Lynch, just devils and bullshit, but you better look at the psychological thing. There's the impact, how it's really our people are actually moving and look at these type of things. If Willie Lynch might not have probably had this is, but goddamn it, this psychological thing is real. It's real. I tell some people sometimes, I don't give a damn about if somebody in the Bible existed or not. Certain things you can see in a person's life. He might be Moses. He might be Job. That person might be Job. It might not never been a damn Job, because they do say Job is a poetry book. It might not never been a Job, but there's somebody knows somebody who lost goddamn it everything. So went through something and lost every goddamn thing. So I even went through this situation. I'll tell you, when my son, mama, and when I was locked up, y'all know what I said? Damn, this is my Job. This is my Job. That's all I said. This is my Job. This is my test. But sisters and family, disrespectful parents, we can't disrespect our. You can't listen, man. You can't. We can't do this. We can't raise our children, especially your male men, calling them D's and H's. They have a. We have a lot of stuff as men, where we are going through so much in society already. We don't need our mothers, our comforters. We don't need them. We don't need you belittling us. We sure don't need our mother belittling us. That's the thing right fast. I want to read this right fast, y'all. I know, brother, I got out. I'm supposed to let my brother in here, but I'm just going on a tangent tonight, y'all. It says easy. This is a thing called easygentleparenting.com. And it was like, what's the title of this thing? It was like 10 signs for bad parenting. I'm not going to go through this. 10 signs of bad parenting and how to avoid them. Like I said, I'm not going to go through this thing. But one of the things is, number 10 was signs of bad parenting. It says, lack of self-awareness as a parent. It says, lack of respect for your child. And then he go, bullying your child is a bad parent. Let me read two right fast. Y'all don't mind. It says, a significant part of a gentle parenting is to respect children, because it creates a foundation for a more conscious parenting. Respect cannot be demanded. It must be earned. It says, you won't respect a boss just because they tell you to. You might be nice to their face, but insult them behind their back. You would have respect for that boss, though, based on the way they treat you. It said respecting your child helps them to respect you too. Now, let's go right here. Let's think about it. Let's stop right there for a second. Now, remember my wife was saying that one of the ladies in the nail shop was saying, when that woman was calling their little boy B's and H's and stuff and humiliating him. And she said, the little boy said, when I get older, I'm going to hurt her. I'm going to hurt her. Because she has built up something in that little man. And that, y'all want to wonder why sometimes. And I'm not advocating none of this. I hate it. But with these, some of the things that do need to be addressed, we've got to wonder I saw these children go out and do certain things to their parents. That's a scary thing. Why they go out and kill their parents or do something to their parents? We got to wonder what the fuck is going on. But anyway, since they're respecting your child, help them to respect you. The lack of respect for a child can look like a parent who always put their needs before the child and dismiss the child's feeling. It says bullying your child is bad parenting. Believe it or not, many parents can end up bullying their children. Check this out, y'all. Making fun of their interests, laughing at them when they get hurt, calling them names, B's, H's, you little no good mothers, y'all know, blank, are all ways that parents bully their children. A parent may have grown up being treated this way by their own parents and thought it was normal. But the truth is, this can be very destructive behavior that need to be stopped. Bullying can permanently damage the relationship between the parent and the child and also teach the child not to trust their parents with their truth, authentic self. The child might start to put on a new personality to protect themselves from the parent's bullying. And when the child is older, they might struggle to know who they really are. Damn, y'all, let me read that part right there, the last part again. It said a child may start to put in a new personality to protect themselves from the parent's bullying. But when they get older, they may struggle to know who they really are because they have put up this front. They have put up this front so long because they have been bullied by their own parents. Now when they got older, they don't know how to break this shit. Now they don't see, this is what we're talking about, trauma, psychological damage that's happening, and we wonder why certain things that's out here happening. We wonder why brothers out here just shooting each other. We talk about our brothers killing each other, but there's always a reasoning why. How do we get to this point? There's always a starting point. There's a beginning. How do we get to this point? What caused this to occur? But they said we have to get to the root, y'all. We have to get to the root. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain with a lot of people out here. Brother Ari, I got some hurt shit. Brother got some pain shit. I can talk to people about some shit. I just got to keep it to my goddamn self. I got to take it to my grave. I just have to deal with it to the best of my ability. You know, but we all got some hurt. Something I'm telling you, we all got some hurt. We all have to find a positive outlet to try to deal with some things, to try to deal with a lot of this stuff. And with our thing, we got to try to make it better. You know, this, what I said, we can't take with somebody, we shouldn't, I would say, the pain that somebody ensued on us. We don't want to take that pain and constantly go out and victimize other people just because we've been victimized. And so many people do this. They've been hurt. They've been, pain have been ensued on them. So they take that same pain instead of using it to help other people stop being hurt. They become victimizes themselves. They take and go out and victimize everybody else they goddamn self, thinking they're going, well, I'm gonna get these motherfuckers back. They dog me out. I'm gonna get me some motherfuckers now. That's not right. You should take that. That's why I say take that hurt, take that pain, like I've done, and utilize that to try to help others. That's why I love doing Culture Freedom, to try to utilize my pain, my hurt, what I went through with my son, mother, and whatever else, to try to, maybe I can help somebody else. You know, whatever, you know, take this outlet and help somebody else, because at the same time, it's helping me. It's helping me. And boy, I'm telling y'all, man, the benefits I've gotten, man, shit. What they say, man, my cup overflows, it has. Because I've instead of, you know, taking it and hurting other people, I've been helping, and the benefits of it, man, I'm I I can't tell y'all, man. But some people just, you know, but anyway, that's enough of that, man. But yeah, I just had to, man, that video, that man, and I was sitting here in my office the other day just re-listening to it. And I just heard that brother's pain, man. I don't know, man, maybe y'all, because I know y'all can just hear it that good, but I just heard that brother's pain. And just this one, I read it. It's like some things, you can get a text message sometime, even though it's a text message, but you can read, it's like the emphasis on it, how maybe they was in front of you, how they may be saying it, if they mad, or they saying it with a attitude. And even that, I just felt that there was a hurt from that brother. And when that brother saying, that's your son. Mama, I need you. Mama, I need you. There's so much I need your help with. I need you to comfort me, Mama. Maybe, Mama, I don't want to, you know, for him, I don't want to be gay, Mama, but yeah. But, Mom, I can't talk. I've been trying to talk to you. I've been trying to reach out to you. I needed your help. I need your comfort, Mama. But you've been calling me bitches and you've been abusing me. You stabbed my brother. Mama, I need you. Where you at? This is how you talk to me, Mama. See, this is why I can't talk to you, Mama. You know, the brother might have been saying, Mama, I've been trying to tell your boyfriend one had molested me. That's why I'm gay. He can't talk to you. You know? The brother said, I don't even want to be your son no more. And I'm going to tell y'all something, my personal business. Well, I told y'all, my brother the other day, he even had that conversation with my mother. Said, I don't want nothing to do with you no more. So he told her, I don't even want nothing to do with you no more. And she had nerve. Now, this is your part. Here's a dude that ain't been in this goddamn life. Well, and the dude, he said he was trying. He been trying. He wanted to tell my son. I mean, damn, my son, tell my brother. I always seen the dude. I can see him. Yeah, man, where your brother at, man? And I kind of like, this motherfucker always asks about my brother for. I used to wonder, like, what this motherfucker asks about my brother for? So I was, you know, it was the light was like, this motherfucker, is this something going on? What this motherfucker always asks about my brother? But yeah, I was like, okay, ain't nobody said nothing. I was like, I don't want to speculate and saying that. Maybe this dude, my brother, daddy, but you know. But anyway, so she had nerve to, when my brother said, I don't want to do with you no more, Mama. Because he's up, but she's trying to destroy his family, turn his children against him. And my mother, he ended up sending me the text. She texts his daddy. Talking about your son went off on me and talking about he don't want nothing to do with me no more and he ain't my son no more. That's what she said. The same thing that lady said. He ain't my son no more. I don't want nothing to do with him. You wasn't treating him like your son when you trying to destroy his children. I mean, turn his children away from him. How could, that's not a mother. That's especially a grandmother. That's not motherly. If anything, you should be trying to turn the hearts of those children to their father. You're supposed to be, if my brother wasn't truly in their lives enough, you should have been getting on him. Hey, those your children. You need to be more involved in those children's lives than what you're doing. That's what a mother or a parent would be doing. Instead of turning the children away on their father, causing the children to have some resentment against their father. Now, maybe what if he tried to even reach out and start coming into life? They ain't gonna want shit to do with him. Well, when I wanted you to be in my life, but you weren't never there. You were so busy trying to be in these other children's lives, you know, with your wife and your mother-in-law. I don't want nothing to do with you. Like my, and I tell you, like my brother now. Him and the dude, he found out his dad, they be going fishing now, and here my son, but I mean, my brother, what, shit, 40 years old, because we're 10 years apart. Now, they go fishing with each other, and they go, you know, kicking it and doing other stuff. But it's never too late, brothers. If you got a father out there, it ain't too late. It ain't too late to have a relationship. And there's some men who probably weren't in these children's lives, but now they want to be in that. They realize the error of their ways, and they probably want to be in the life. It ain't too late. It's not too late. And if it is what it is. You know, like my son, I had to wait for that time for him to be when she put restraining or someone put restraining orders on me and shit. I couldn't see my son no more. I mean, I couldn't see him for damn near, 2 years. But she wouldn't allow me to see him. And when he got 18, I said, well, when he get 18, he got his own decision. So now, and like I said, I talked to him and, you know, told him my whole situation, what happened. He like, Dad, I remember. Y'all didn't think I remember. He said, y'all don't think we remember. We were young. He said, we know a lot of stuff that you didn't know, that y'all don't even think we know. Just because we young, y'all thought we know a lot of, we seen a lot of stuff. He said, that's why when I got my wife pregnant, my his wife, he said, I told her, I want to make sure my daddy be in his granddaughter's life. He said, because he was taken out of my life, I want to make sure that he going to be in her life. I was like, damn. I was glad to hear that because I thought that, you know, he was going to have some resentment against me because of what his mother was saying. And I told him, I said, man, look, let me tell you something. I would never say nothing to try to make you resent or have a hate towards your mama. Even all the stuff that she done to me, man, I would never, never do anything to turn you against your mama. So I just explained some things to him. I said, but you know what? And for a while, I couldn't stand her mother's. Woo! If I could have did a voodoo potion, a magic, whatever, y'all, at one time, I would have used something to. But you know what? I don't have no hatred for her no more like I used to. I wanted her ass to die, y'all. I ain't going to say I wanted to kill her. I wish she had choked on a fucking chicken bone or something. Ate, goddamn it, some chicken McNuggets and choked on. Died. I couldn't because of what she did. But you know what? As the time went on, I was like, I ain't even mad no more. Especially when life got straightened. I said, man, I can't harm her and hold that. You know, cause especially when it built me for what I went through. It built me. It made Sunray, man. It hurt, but it made me. It built me to be a man. A real man that I need to be through the goddamn hurt and the pain. As you learn in some of the crafts, they said the uncut stone now who become a perfect ashlar, a perfect stone. I've shaped and been to come into that perfect stone. I was rough. But now I'm becoming the perfect goddamn stone. But it took some goddamn hurt. It took some pain. And this is what we have to do, brothers and sisters. We have to take whatever pain and hurt that we have, take that, shape yourself, mold yourself, person you know that you do have, and learn your and know your potential. Don't let nobody take your goddamn potential, your who you are. We're going to have struggles. We're going to have pain, but learn how to build on that pain. Learn how to build on that. Yeah, nobody, like I said, nobody ain't told us goddamn life was going to be easy. And one thing, let me go over something right fast. As we were saying, saying at one time, Paul said I did a lecture on this. I do it. That we talked about how going in, even to the Bible, you understand some things where y'all say it's real or not. I'm not going to say this story is real, but there are things that you learn, just even learn from it. Well, it talked about how in the garden where the serpent went to the woman, the AKA black woman, because we're saying it said Hebrew said the word Hawa. Of the AKA black woman, because why? And that word Hawa or Eve, as they say, mean mother of all living. Who's the mother of all living that we know, y'all, on this planet? The black woman, right? If we see the mother, the black woman is the mother of the first woman on the planet. We say this black woman is the aboriginal on the planet. There was no other goddamn color or whatever on this planet was before the black woman. So she is that Eve. She is the Hawa, the mother of all living. So, but even today, we have, even when y'all look at that story and just take and look at it, who's still being deceived to this very day by the enemy, the adversary? The black woman. The black woman. So that's why I had a title I was supposed to have been doing, like Eve Hawa, a.k.a. the black woman, is still being deceived today by her adversary. Whether we see the sister on the Supreme Court justice being utilized, and they get in their position just because she got a white dude, that's the only way she got it, whether it's Kamala goddamn Harris. I see now they just got a new press secretary lady. I think she's going to be the new press secretary. They want to say, oh, she's the first African-American press secretary and LGBT. They had to throw that in, y'all. I'm just saying. So now it always, you got to have some of these devilish qualities or into the devil's realm, as they say, the devil's realm. Serious realm to get advanced in their society. So they still using, and that's what Willie Lynch even was saying. You meant what I read earlier about Willie Lynch, how we got to break the woman. If you get that woman, aka the black woman, the nurturer, the goddamn it, the man, like the, my brothers in the gods and earth, that's what they call the earth. You got to understand that. And brother LJ, I can't break it down. I forgot how to break it down now. But that woman, that earth, that produced, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about, man, the crops, the woman being our field. She is the man. Depends on this black woman. Depends on this black woman. So when we allow this black woman to be corrupted, our black sisters be corrupted, be perverted, and we let our enemies come in, the adversary come in and corrupt her and mess her mind up. You know, she's, if we her mind get messed up, and we know that our children, our seed, my brother, got to come through that vortex, womb of a black woman, that baby mind can get corrupted too. So we have to make sure, brother. That's why I used to have to sell some shirts years ago, and I used to sell T-shirts. And then on those shirts, they used to, I didn't make the T-shirt, but I didn't make the name on it. I used to just buy them wholesale and sell them. But that was the shirt you just say that we must protect and elevate. And I think that was from Elijah Muhammad said it too. We must protect and elevate our black women. We must elevate them. We must elevate them, my brothers. We ain't doing the shit the church saying that a woman got to sit her ass down and be quiet and don't teach and know none of that. We ain't doing that shit, y'all. That's that European bullshit, Paul them. No, we don't do that. Sit your ass down in the corner, woman, just shut your goddamn mouth. No, we don't do that. But at the same time, my brothers, we see, here's the thing. That's why I didn't like this black woman is God doctrine. Because if we're going to use this English terminology, for one, that's why I don't even really use it, even in the Hebrew, when we say the God thing. But we say the black woman is God. But we know, hell, that is a masculine thing, right? Word God, what, don't they have goddess if it's female? So we say we give her the God title, we giving her a masculine title, right? I'm just saying, it's not right, because they have goddess in English. So we giving her the God title, so we making her the masculine thing, so she's the God. That sounds like some old feminist shit to me, but, you know, LGBT shit to me, but that's another whole story. That's my personal opinion. We making her the God. So where you at, brother? Where you come in at? I was just thinking about something, too, another thing. I know I'm just all over the place. But even sometimes we talk about the man is not in the home. Things are happening because the man is not in the home. Well, sometimes the man is in the home. Sometimes you can have men in the home. But that's all he did. That's all that he is. He's just in the goddamn home. Some men don't have no say so at all about a damn thing. Y'all know how some of these dudes, man. Y'all know, y'all heard that saying before: "Happy life, happy wife." I mean, happy wife, happy life. That's some bullshit right there, though. But excuse my French. And some men have some women dominate the hell out of them. It ain't no even Steven. They dominate. So even if the man is in the home, he don't have shit. He can't say nothing to them children. That woman will whoop his ass. She will whoop his ass. Sometimes men don't say nothing because that woman dominate. She got some men in the home scared as hell. I know some relationships like that. I've seen some relationships like that. I've had some brothers be calling their wife mama. I gotta ask mama, man. I gotta ask mama, can I go and buy some? Yeah, I gotta ask mama, can I? I'm like, where you trip off a brother like that? He's like, mama. Yeah, man, I gotta ask mama, can I buy these weights and shit? He's like, god damn. Hold on, you said your wife? Well, yeah, that's your actually biological mama. You know, so some men, man, baby, hold up, baby, I can. Some men don't run shit. They just there in the home. So some men, you know, hey, whether it's, so all the time they're saying, because the man in there ain't no man in the home. If you're gonna be in a home, brother, you gotta have your place. You gotta know your value. You gotta know your, as they damn near say, no role. Be them James Evans in the goddamn house, man. Where them James Evans at round this motherfucker? What I'm talking? Where them James Evans at round here? And this is one reason they got. That's why they wanted me out the goddamn home, because I was a James goddamn Evans.
Summary nine.
Yes, sir.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
I got a few minutes before I'll be free, you know, to be able to speak.
What do you think, brother?
I just want to comment on a mother's love. Mm-hmm. So my mother particularly never rejected me for anything. Now, I wasn't on no gay tip or anything. I'm just saying, as far as ever turning me down from being able to come over and get a good night's sleep if I had to or something like that, or to get a meal or something. Mama always ready to eat something to eat and all this type of thing, right? Yeah. On the other hand, my father was the opposite. He turned me down many times. He was cold to me many times. But on the opposite hand, my mother was not like he was, as far as having no compassion or having no real showing of care about, you know, what position I was in. But my mother, even if she was ignorant with different things at times, she still had this motherly love. Like, she can whoop my behind, and 5 minutes later, like, she can be cracking a smile with me or trying to instill in me, like, okay, you know, I ain't want to do that, but I had to do that because I love you, you know, like, because I want you to do the right thing and be on the right track. So the way that I understood her rearing of me was she wanted me to be an honest kid, and she wanted me to be a leader, and she wanted me to not have any fear of anybody or any people who were taller than me or bigger than me in any kind of way. My mother was able to take all of that and make it to where, yeah, she created something in the way she reared me, the way that I am, to make me like, I always thought that I was a machine, and I still do think that I'm a machine, but I think it's kind of how my mother raised me to be, just so strong-minded and just like physically tough and mentally strong. And so for a parent who to just bash their children, like, I know I did some things that my mother didn't like. If I had a girl in the house and she came home and she seen the girl in there, she would just have a fit. Okay, she would be trying to get a belt or try to beat me up or do something, right? So if I violated the rules or something, some kind of way, she was gonna ration out some punishment some kind of way. Or if I had some Playboy magazines in the closet in my room and I hid them, and she'd come in there and she'd be searching my room just because she's my mother. She's going to make sure I don't got no knives and guns or something that's going to hurt her, or drugs or anything. So she's constantly going through my stuff, which I didn't appreciate whatsoever at all, even still to this day. I don't appreciate that. That was like violating my space. But, you know, when your parent disrespects you and talks to you
worse than a dog. Mm-hmm. Worse than a slave. Like, see, we got a slave mindset, like, in black people, and we treat our children like animals, and the way we talk to them and raise them. You see so many women who beat their child in public and pop them upside their head in public and private. Just constantly every day. There's some children that get popped in the head every day. And, yeah, they're going to grow up and be upset and have some resentment in some cases when they could have had an alternative route to getting to the discipline that she was trying to show or to instill without physically harming the child every day and calling them this name and calling the child that name and B words and N word, every word. So there's a fine line between love and hate, as we all know. So a child can love his mother. Hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, family. We're just having a discussion tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. We got 12 minutes before we go in overtime. We're just talking about disrespectful parenting, man. And like I said, we started off, well, talking about a lot of things. We played a video with a mother calling herself all kind of bees and, you know, well, calling them bees and all of this. Real disrespectful. We understand maybe as a parent, the hurt. Maybe, you know, she had a boy. And seeing him in a maybe homosexual lifestyle, yeah, that can be hurtful. But there's also several ways that you can handle that. And even calling him a, you know, the B word as a male, that's totally over the line. Whether he was homosexual or straight, because like I said, you know damn well as a man, that's one thing you don't want nobody to call you. Man better not call you that, or nobody better not call you that. That's ways that she could have it. Maybe she could have, you know, like she was kind of, you know, hey, man, that's not right, you know. And we know the word that she was using, that a penis go in a vagina. Now, things like that she was saying was trying to tell him, you know, about that was on point. It's just the other point of this really got me of calling him, you know, the B word and some other stuff, and I know it's more to that situation that we don't know about because of the video, but you know his comments, what he was saying that about her, so there's some deep seated things in that, and there's a lot of families that's out there. You come back in when you get ready, just like
I could talk for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's a fine line on how a parent should really speak to her child if he's out of pocket, he or she, if they are living the wrong life. And I've seen how parents have had to react to their children that went astray and went a different way. And it's a different method to parenting than other parents use. So the one that thinks that calling that boy B word after B word is going to make him straight, she ain't never going to get a clue. Because that's not how you make a man realize or come to understanding that he might have a certain psychological disorder or mental illness that he can straighten out. But you can't get him to straighten it out by bashing him and making him feel terrible and making him want to hate you and maybe hurt you because you're saying all of these painful words from the person that birthed you into the world. You're going to say all of these things. You are worse than an enemy on the street the way you're talking to me.
Yes, sir.
So at some point, if that boy did snap, but his mother just said one too many bees, the boy can snap and then really hurt that lady because she's rude and going too far. It's okay to say B word and God made penises for vaginas and not, you know, the other thing. That's okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Talk intelligently. And then the boy might understand how, but the way she raised him and things that transpired to cause him to go a different direction, she might be the cause of it all by herself just because of how she is as an ignorant woman that was raising a child probably on her own or by herself without a man. And she might have led him into being feminized and didn't even realize it and didn't even understand it. She might have let him wear pink and let him wear tight fitting clothes and doing things with his hair and things and like, let me braid your hair or do, you know, little feminizing things. So she could be his cause for his, in a lot of cases, the apple don't fall far from the tree, even if it's a real messed up apple. If the apples all, like, you know how apples look when they fall off the tree and they start to, like, get old and squishy and start to look dark and faded. That you know, there's other apples that fell off the tree that just fell off the tree. I don't know. I was going the wrong way with that. But look, apples don't fall far from the tree. If you raise a child a certain way, he ain't going to end up being a punk. Now, she might not have a clue she was raising him to be a punk.
But now he grew up far from the tree.
Huh, see?
Yeah, I said the banana fall from the tree, too. You all fucking with you, Justin. Hey, you hear that? You hear, bro?
Yeah, we hear.
Yeah, I'm here. What you talking about? The banana, the chick, the banana girl.
Yeah,
you talking about that banana girl, huh? Y'all want to try to turn her into a tranny? I don't think so. Okay.
No,
I don't play around like that. I'm more alpha male than alpha male.
Hey, Justin, but I want to interject. Now,
that's a big word for you, Chief. What's that? What you mean? No, I'm just messing with you. Go ahead. You talking all that junk about me last week. Y'all thought I wasn't gonna listen to the show? For real? Y'all both were talking a lot of crap about me last week. I don't appreciate none of it.
You know I love you, bro. You know I love you.
I know. It was all in love and just and that's right. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go ahead.
So what you were just talking about, with the apple not falling too far from the tree, you know, and one thing I agree with you on is the reason why he's probably gay is because of the fact that, you know, she's treating him like crap. Yeah, and that's something that I do agree with y'all. Out of all the things that you have said in this last month, that's about the only two things I agree with you on this month. So I like to get
Justin.
Stop
lying. You always agreeing with me lately.
Get
your third eye
Justin.
Opening up. You stop eating meat. You're starting to see things like me.
Oh, nigga, I was going to give you a damn line for that, but you know that.
I ain't had a line in 8 months, so I'd love to get a line if I really deserve one, but I don't want no fake line.
Anyway.
Like Alpha Male be getting them old. I ain't had a line in 8 months.
We ain't talking about politics, this why.
Go ahead, Chief.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead, Chief.
All right. So, I'm putting my other earpiece in too.
Okay, why are you doing that right? Why are you doing that right fast? All right, fam, we got 3 minutes before we go in overtime. We got 3 minutes before we go in overtime. So you want to call in and maybe go in overtime show? I mean, overtime. We got area code. I mean, damn. Slow it down. Try to commercial, then you come back. The telephone number is starting with area code 563-999-3081. That area code is 563, and the rest of the number is 999-3931. And we'll be on overtime in 3 minutes and 10 seconds. All right, Chief. Yes, sir.
All right, so you can hear me loud and clear?
I've got you loud and clear. Houston,
okay.
You're ready to take off.
All right. So when you were saying that about how sometimes, in which I agree with you on, maybe the reason why he's gay is because of him being treated bad. Now, I will use the same analogy on interracial marriages, which is against Torah, Deuteronomy 7:3. Now, when it says do not intermarry with them, that's in the Tanakh, Deuteronomy 7:3, and right on down to the 5th verse. Now, when we're looking at, you know, especially psychology, but I hate to, you know, take out the DSM-4s and DSM-10s. That's what white psychologists use, which I do have one, but, you know, I ain't on that Umar Johnson stuff. I ain't going to use a bunch of fake terms. Now, when it comes time for, especially that, you know, even... I'm a, you know, flip the degree of what you say about your boy might be like that because of how she treated him. Now, when we're looking at interracial marriages, I noticed even with, like, a lot of these Hebrew Israelite camps out here, you have a lot of brothers who, you know, especially, you know, a lot of these camps, I actually came, you know, and for some reason, the IACP and IUIC and stuff, they had a hatred. They have a hatred against black women. A lot of them, they promote interracial marriages. A lot of them, you know, they push the, you know, marrying the Latino women, marrying these women from other places. Now, you know, when we're looking at that, that's another thing that we have to look at too. Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of those guys, they have problems with their mom. You know, and when I used to study outside in camp and shit, that's one thing that... a lot of Judahite brothers, so-called Black American brothers, that I talk with, they hate to hear that. Yeah, and I was like one of the first brothers, you know, to really say Judah only Hebrews, or, you know, Judahites need to worry about Judahites. Meaning that we step, we're our own tribes. Now, when I would say that, first thing, yeah, you got to get away from that black woman. You know, I'm like, well, what the hell has that got to do with, you know, your hatred towards black women? You know, and these same guys, they call them married women from other nations who are fucked up too. So that's something I also want to get talk about too and bring up to add on to what Justin was saying. That's how psychology works, especially with the LGBT community. Now, and I noticed this even with you know, the LGBT community, the alphabet community, has a lot of transsexuals and a lot of drag queens. I don't know if y'all noticed this, but they seem to cross dresses. They seem to always act like a mother. I don't know if you noticed this or not. Like even with Billy Porter, you know, the fairy godmother. You know, it's like they want the transsexual to be the new mom. And you know, I know the sister, she, you know, y'all say it was long before she was speaking to him. I'm gonna tell you something. I know the way she was saying it was kind of off, but with the way these guys are turning up, goddamn, I don't know. Like, I don't know what else can we do? You know, because when you looking at it. These same guys that's talking this stuff, they want to be a mother like type thing. And you know me, I'm a licensed beautician, a licensed barber. I've worked in salons, and you know a lot of salons do work and they be flaming, they be fast. You know how they do, they snapping their hey girl. You know, all that. So you know how they do. Yeah, hey girl, how you want your hair today? You know how they do. So, you know, me, I've always been the only straight dude in salons that I don't work in.
You gotta work with some sissies too. You gotta work with some sissies.
Yeah, I work by myself now in the shop, but the last salon
good.
I was with, the last one I was with some months back, man, I had picked up a part-time job at a salon. And I had to work with a white fag. All I got to say is he kept saying he was, and this the thing that tripped me out about it. I'm glad you brought that up, Justice, about the, you know, about the reason why they're acting like that, probably because of how the woman treats. I'm being serious. The whole, I'm working with this white, he will always try to assume the mother role. Always. And you know, and I've noticed that even when you're looking at Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, when a sister goes through something, hey, Nene, how you doing? Yeah, it's always got to be the damn fags and the sissy to play on the shoulder to lean on. I don't know what that is, but I just, you know, I've always found that strange. So you hate women, but you walk around and dress as a heel. You know, so all I got to say is, you know, God's a high shoe talking to him. Somebody got to let the brother know. Yeah,
hey,
I understand.
Hold on, time out, brother. Time out. Hold up, bro. Whoa. That's why I see it. I understand. That's why. And I know why you sent it to me, because you probably sent it to me because she was going off on him for being gay. Now, actually, technically, if we be technical about that video, it was nothing implying. Because well, listening to them back and forth, he said that he said he was play route. She's saying some video. We didn't see the video with him on Facebook. He said that he told her they was play wrestling or some shit. She's saying something about, no, you know, y'all gay. We don't actually know that brother gay or not. Now, we kind of hear his voice. He may sound like it, but we don't know. But even with that, bro, you know how we teach against homosexuality on this thing. But brother, with that, I'm a father, I'm a parent, a grandfather. that right there, man, for me, bruh, you don't talk to no child. I don't give a fuck. I don't, my son grown. My son is grown. I don't talk to my child like that. I don't talk to my son. And I'm a man. And I kind of, you know, try to take hard to him. Now, I don't really talk hard to him, but, you know, talk to a man. But I don't talk to him like that, man. I don't disrespect my son like that. He's a man. I would never in my goddamn life call my son no bitch. I would never fix my mouth to call my son no bitch, man. Never, bro. You would never call another man that, man. You can never, ever, ever do that. Your child, man, I don't give a fuck how old my son get. I will never, I can never belittle my son, disrespect him.
That's
can
the most ridiculous,
do that,
rude,
bro.
Disrespectful term you can use on your child.
Yeah.
You can't call your child
he's
older
gay.
Than you know that.
That's not how you counsel it. That's not how you counsel somebody,
yeah.
Brother. If you, now, understand,
that's
like,
right.
That's not how you counsel somebody with that thing. Now, I understand that if you hurt with steel, man, you as a you that ain't nobody in the street, like Justin was saying one time. That ain't nobody in the street talking to, man. That's your child. That's why he even said, this how you talk to your son? Looks like, listen how you talk to your son. I know you hurt. I can't justify that, Dave. I can't justify that, brother. Not me. I am a father. I am a goddamn grandfather. I can't justify that, man. I can't justify that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I understand
I mean,
what
I
she
mean.
Was talking. And that's why I said that video is really, for me, it wasn't about the homosexual thing. It's about really that trauma of that mother have actually have done for that on those children. You read the article even under that, and even in the video, he said it, that how she had been abusing them. And then when you read the part where he's saying that he's been, even when he's been, ever since he's been 13, he's been taking care of his own siblings and said that that's the reason he joined the military, to try to make a better way for his, cause of his mother, to get them away from their mother. So when we even just looking at that, brother, and we just want to just target and say, gay, he got the right to be belittling him, calling him bitches. That ain't making it no matter. You saying you want your son to be a man, but you calling him a female. Even though we said bitch is a female dog, but you call him a female, but you want him to be a man. That's goddamn it. That's goddamn it. What they call oxymoron. That's crazy. How you want him to be a man, but you calling him a bitch? And you calling him a female? Come on, man. And not to say women are bees now. But come on, bro. You as a parent, that's that. No, you don't do that, bro. Just like I said, my wife said the woman came in there, the 7-year-old, the little boy was trying to sell her products, help sell his mama products. And y'all think about this, man. Some people will say, oh, that's so cute. Look at him. He's 7 years old. He probably could have sold all the products because he's 7 years old. The women would have ate that shit up. Look at him. I like that. 7 years. Baby, what you got? Come on, give me. That's some lotion. Let me go and get that right there. Look at the baby selling this product. Look at her. Go on, get that. How much is it? Let me go on. But her ignorant ass came in there cussing the little boy out. He's selling her products. He helping. That money won't go in her household. But she disrespecting this 7-year-old child. And number one, he's learning how to be a businessman. A business. 7 years old, basically probably an entrepreneur, whatever. He's learning business skills of selling products. But you curse this out. And he's learning, now he's learning a trade. He's learning a skill of how to be a salesperson. Not selling crack, goddammit, but selling a product, your product, mom. But you curse him out. Damn, he probably could have sold all them damn, whatever, everything she had. She probably lost all of the business. Who was going to buy something from her? Like my wife said, who wanted to buy something from her when she called, coming in there disrespecting their young child like that? Come on, bro. We never, as a parent, I know I'm not. I know I damn well I won't. And my son do some stuff now, he hard be hard. and I might get on. I like, bruh, I said, man, didn't I tell you? Man, you better listen, man. Quit being so, and I only think, only probably, and y'all know I can get some justice system, Samuel Jackson on here sometime. But even my son, I don't do that. I'm like, bruh, come on, man, quit being so damn, my only probably hard, I said, just quit being so damn hard-headed. Don't be hard-headed, man. But you know what he'll get me sometimes just to say, well, I am my daddy's son. You was hard-headed too, Dad. And I just kind of like, hey, man, look, whoa, don't be like me. You know, I go to like this. But I don't, hey, you mother so-and-so, this and that. Don't do that, man. Now I might I might, you know, like raise my voice a little bit. Quit being hard-headed. Now, like, man, look, I don't want you to go through what I went through, man. This is why I'm trying to talk to you, because I don't want you to have to go through this. I don't want you to so-and-so. And I'm stirring it, but I never curse my son or use profanity, curse him, I call him. That's it, brother. I can't justify that, man. No, I can't justify that, Dave. No, not me as a father. No, I ain't doing that. I don't give a fuck, man. I don't give a damn. He is a homosexual. I ain't doing that. That's not warranted to call that man those names just because he's homosexual. That's a lifestyle. He needs to goddamn it. We don't. But if he here, he can flip the fucking script today and be with a goddamn the baddest goddamn woman on the planet Earth tomorrow. That does not warrant a parent to call a grown ass man that. Now that's like I said, a woman. I've had women say that shit. You like people want to smack the Ike Turner out of them. And your mother do that to you, man. That's a disrespect. You really won't think that'll ever come. This woman who nurtured you to be names like that, man. Like she talked to her little hood rat ass friend. No, man, no. This ain't Atlanta Housewives. No, we ain't doing that. No, we ain't doing that. No, now my son's mother ever had to did that to my son. I would have had a reason to go to jail that goddamn night. I sure enough would have had a reason to go to jail that night. Huh, here go my phone. You can call the motherfuckers right now. I'm going to knock your ass off. You not disrespect my child. I know if you said a mama told me don't ever put my hand on a woman, but you ain't going to disrespect my children like that. I bet damn if you call my son all kind of B's and A's. Now, I'd rather for you to say that shit to me before you talk to my child like that. No, you ain't going to do my child like that. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that one. No, sir, we ain't doing that one.
Hey, sorry.
Yes, sir.
I know if you had an argument with a lady, you would tear her out the frame. Because, you got argument skills is superb. So I think your Samuel L. Jackson will outmatch her. Whoever she bring to the table, I think you're gonna stomp her down with that. Mm-hmm.
Nah, you know what, bro? My wife will tell you, man. Sometimes we do it, bro.
Oh, for real?
I learned how to use the intelligence now. I might start arguing. We might go back and forth. You know what I say? You know what I do, bro? You know what? You can say what the fuck you want. You can say whatever you want. Hey, whatever you say, you got. I'm through.
You learn, huh?
Because like they said, man, I'm not going to be no fool. Like they said, man, hey, man, I'll be a damn fool sitting here going back and forth with you.
Chop her down like a tree. Yeah. You fool bad. You could do it.
Now, my wife will tell you now, I will tell her, I listen, and I've had to do it. Listen here. One thing about it, we be like, look, you going to respect me. Two things. You're going to respect me as a man, number one. And you go goddamn it respect me as your motherfucking husband. That's number two. You're going to respect me as a man, and you're going to respect me as your motherfucking husband. You can't do that. Hey, we don't need to fucking be together. But you're going to respect me, number one. If you don't respect me as your husband, you're going to respect me as a goddamn man. So you'll fucking come in here, she'll tell you. Look, you're going to respect me as a motherfucking man, because I'm not going to disrespect you as a woman. I bet damn if I let you disrespect me as a man. You ain't gonna call me no motherfucking name. I don't call you. I never call my wife no B words and none of them words. I don't give a goddamn how heated of an argument we get into. I don't do that. And I would damn if I allow a woman, I don't give a how heated you get. Don't you do that. We can have disagreements. That's cool. But you're not going to disrespect me and treat me, try to think in a man.
Back in the day, we weren't born yet, but this is what I heard, right? Our parents, they had their positions. Like, women knew their role. And if a man did have to raise his voice or was heavy to his wife, then they was going to split because that didn't happen too much. Like, women stayed in their woman role and men in theirs. And the man went out and earned the money and brought it home and gave it to his wife, and she paid the bills with it. And, you know, they worked it out as a team. So today's woman has become more masculine, become more man-like with a man mentality, and she's talking to men unlike a lady. And so that's the problem that we're having. But back in the day, women didn't disrespect men the way they do now. Do you agree with me?
Yep, that's because a lot of men, there's a thing I read something I was reading earlier saying demanding. You don't ask for respect, you demand it. That's because a lot of men, we're not demanding the respect. That's why I say it again. My wife got out of pocket a couple of times. I had to, hey, look, you're going to respect me as a goddamn man, ass. We you demand that respect. Like, hey, I don't play that bullshit. So a lot of men are not demanding it because, like I said again, I don't want to say this happy wife. Which was it? What it is? Happy wife, happy life. No, fuck that. You be happy wife, happy, a happy wife, and a miserable life. You making your wife happy, and don't make your wife happy, but not at the expense of you being miserable as a mother sucker. You being miserable, we go, well, man, you know, man, my wife, so-and-so, so-and-so. No, fuck that. No, we gonna do, like, it's an even thing here. I'm not going to do every goddamn thing to make you happy. I'm miserable as hell. No, fuck that happy wife, happy life shit. If that's what y'all talking about, no. We both got to be happy. We got to compromise. But, you know, there's a lot of things that's not being demanded as things now today. That's why these women doing this. Again, as we say, man, we're going to go to the Willie Lynch thing. Know how they're using the women. And even with these things, you see the woman, the black woman is being elevated over the man. They're doing, though. They're elevating them, but not with the black man. They're elevating them because cause she got a white husband. She got. She's got a white husband, or now like the press secretary, whoever that woman, what she gonna be? She's LGBT now. See, that's the only way they're elevating them. Without you. So they thinking, oh, this shit cool. Now we got women, we coming up.
You notice on every news report they gotta mention that she's LGBT.
Yeah.
Everyone, they can't just say, oh, she's taking over for the lady.
Y'all gotta
throw that in. And it's like a Democrat thing, and it's terrible.
Yes, sir. And my brother LJ, said, right, I got to hit him because he's on, you know, on the chat. Well, he's in on it. Said, black men have to take back control of our families. I can't, brother LJ.
You hear brother LJ on?
Yes, sir. Well, he takes me. He's not on the line.
Oh, he in there in the house. Peace, LJ.
Yes,
peace
I
to
agree.
The LJ. Yo, you know what I'm saying now, right now? What I'm thinking? I'm going to go with don't say gay. I support that. I mean, I don't want to hear that you're gay. I don't want to know your sexual stuff. We don't go around talking about we straight and we just live. Just live. Don't promote your sexuality all on your sleeve and everywhere you go. Like, leave that. Just forget about it. That's the problem we have. They got to throw it in your face.
And just this, I'm gonna tell you, I didn't think that because I thought she was, you know, fairly cute. I mean, I thought she.
I thought so too, and she got a chance to come back because one night with me, she gonna change back straight.
Well, you need to go get her, just. You need to go get her, then, bro.
So is this the lady? Her last name is like Jean-Pierre.
I don't know her name.
Yeah, Jean-Pierre. That's her name. It's
Okay.
Kareem Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, I was looking up the thing earlier about her background, which I was trying to talk about, was her, both of her parents is from Haiti. Now, you know, I know y'all questions, Brother Dave, you know. I know he's gone, and we don't want him beat up on over none of these immigrants and shit. But I'm going to have to do it. You notice how every sister that is one to promote foolishness, they're not from here. Don Jonas, that Kamala Harris, her family is East Indian, Jamaica. Nick Minaj promotes foolishness like that. She's not Black American. Cardi B, too. She promotes foolishness. She's Dominican. This John Pierre lady, she's not no Black woman. She's a Haitian woman. Now, it's kind of strange that all these women that's supposed to represent Black women are not from here. That's kind of strange. Every time I look at some of these women, they put up there, oh, she's going to be a sister. They're not from here.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you this question then. I think somebody asked this question before. Now, okay, so even if she's not here from America, and people still, they say, maybe she's Black. I think Justice asked this question, I think. He'll say if he did or not, but somebody did. Is she, even though she's not what we call Black American, is she still not original? Or you know how the teachings go. Is she still not original?
You know, well, I'm going to tell you this. Now, when you say original, now, we go to the book of Genesis. It says Abram's, what it said about Abram, knowing of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs before, and they shall serve the stranger 400 years. Deuteronomy 28:68 discusses the slave ship. Joel, the third chapter, goes into slavery. Now, something that, you know, and I understand that, you know, some brothers and sisters, like I said, they claim all these different people. Now, if you would look at her skin tone, she'll get, you know, to any Black person. Oh, you don't say she's a Black woman. But This is the tricky part. When every day when they wake up, foreigners, uncapped Black is hell, even Marcus Garvey. They're not, especially now Caribbeans, like Jamaicans, West Indians, they were slaves. Plantation, they don't really call sugar cane plantation. But when we're looking at Haiti, and I don't care if y'all Haitians hear me or not tonight, I don't care. I go by Deuteronomy 28:68. Go by Genesis. Go by Joel 3rd chapter. I had this debate before about Haitians, about Dominicans, about Puerto Ricans. If we're saying we're original Jews, that's scripture. We was a stranger in the land that was not earth, carried upon a slave ship. Show me some Taino, or Aztec, or a Haitian that was enslaved.
I wasn't even mentioning Israel. I was just talking about like the original man and woman, like we say, of the planet Earth. I was just talking about that. Not Israel. I wasn't even getting into Israel. Now, because my brother LJ, on this one, I got to read, you know, make sure I read his thing because he's not online with us. But he says at the end of the day, it's only two races, but there are a bunch of nationalities. He said the only two races on the planet are the original, which comes in different colors, and the Caucasian. He said you could be any color, but come up in a certain culture. If you come up in that culture, that's who you are. That's my brother LJ right there. Yes, sir.
Now, okay, I understand what he's trying to say. Okay, now, let's just say if I have some term right, and let's just say I'm a black lady, have a term with some dark black lady. Now, my dark black wife died, right? I moved to New York when my child is, what, about 4 or 5 years old. Okay. Knowing his well, ex-wife died, me finding another wife, I go to Spanish Harlem and marry a damn Puerto Rican or Dominican woman. Now, everything around her house, reggae talk. She's speaking Spanish. Okay. Now, if this lady stay with me till my child get what? 20, 25? You know, my child, regardless if he's raised around them, he ain't going to be no damn Spanish child. You understand what I'm saying? So that's where we get fucked up at. We think that we can just, you know, and that's what we fucked up at. And that's where shit gets fucked up. You know, people can come up here in our communities and just, oh, yeah, well, I'm black. And really, these motherfuckers some black devils. And see, that's why I said I don't claim every fucking guy. And I don't give a fuck what. But none of y'all said like, about that damn Pierre Lee. Her and Kamala Harris, they're not my people. I don't claim. I don't care.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm saying, but everybody has the right to their own opinion of who they claim and who they look at. Because you go with color, you're going to be fucked up. If you go with this colorism,
and that's what I'm saying.
You're going to be fucked up. I'm just saying. But you look for every dark-skinned person and say, well, okay, that's my people right there. Cause isn't it? And Nick, bro, that's jet black. He army boot black right there. That's my people right there. And then here's a light-skinned person. Nah, he ain't my motherfucking people, though. Even though we know he might say he black. Okay, here's the thing. You go on the continent of Africa. And some Israelites said there ain't no Africans, but I'm going to use it. If you go on, because you can't go to Israel, because they know black folks ain't running Israel. But you go to the place of Africa right now, even in ancient times, whatever, you had people of all different skin tones. Okay, just say for instance, I got to use this one. You maybe, let me see, what was it? Let me see, what a dog. The Nubians or the Sudan, some of them were real, what they call the damn near blue black. You got right over that damn near next to it, you got the Ethiopians, light skinned. But they still on the same continent. They still on same continent, just in different regions, in different, you know, what do you call it, countries, I mean, whatever. In Sudan, he's in Ethiopia, same continent now. Like, what? That's why they say, what's the brother got the book? I got the book over there. I got to read it, though. I ain't even read it. I bought it, put it in my library. Nature knows no color line. And even if people say that the Khoi San people, yeah, J. Rod, they say Khoi San people, people say that's the oldest people on the planet. They not army boot black. They not jet black, as we might say. Those people are light skinned. They basically like the Ethiopians, what they call Ethiopians. They're light skinned. They're not jet black. So when we get into the colorism of trying to find out who's black, because we look at skin tone, we're going to be fucked up. Because, okay, you go to India and see some dark skinned people. They don't look dark skinned. You fucked up on that. Are they, your people, if you want to say they black, this colorism thing It has caused a lot of confusion. Because you got the, that's why people can mix up with this Aboriginal or the Native American stuff. And even in this land, you can't, so how do you determine who's black and who's not black?
And see, that one thing I didn't say because of her skin tone, she was black. I said because her family's not from here.
Okay, babe, but I'm going to tell you something right fast. I'm going to let you go ahead. See, you get fucked up with that because, number one, because you say you go by the Torah. The Torah said that the Israelites would be scattered through the four corners of the earth. So is not Brazil on the four corners? Is not Caribbean the four corners? Is not Australia the four corners?
I claim them, but let me tell you something.
I'm not saying when they are, I'm just saying, but that's what, if you say, if you go by Torah, it says you'll be scattered through the four corners.
Yeah.
So if you say so, how can you Brazil?
This four is corners? What I'm trying to say.
So how would you? How
no,
can you?
No. Let me say this. What I'm trying to say now is when it comes time for the Haitians and stuff. Where was they in slave trade? They were free. They fought for their freedom. So the Israelites, we would serve all of us in the slave.
Did they not ship people to Haiti? Did they not ship here? Did they not ship to Haiti on the slavery? But that was a brother. What's his name? Overture. I know Alpha Mayor. I know who I'm talking about. Let me read my brother comment right fast. He says that all also depends on how strong your culture is in your home. He says compared to the culture that goes out and interact with the world. I think he was talking about what you were saying at first, Dave. He says the Caribbeans dealt with slavery as well. It was slavery before they came to North America. And I think that my memory can serve me correct. I remember something I read about there was something in Haiti about slavery. And there was a people, Brother LJ, I know you helped me out with this one. I almost want to say the Maroons, the people who they fled to the mountains. Is it the Maroon because of slavery? And because remember now, that's why they mad at Haiti.
Haitians was never, they fought against the French. All of them, they claimed that they're from Haiti.
Why did they fight against? Why were they fighting against the Haitians? I mean, why were they fighting against the French?
Because the French tried to take their land. They were trying to take their hand. Take their land. They were trying to conquer. But guess what? They want their independence. That's their home. So, let me say something. Now, this is for instance. Now, everybody that had something stolen from them once in their lifetime, right? Have they not?
Hey, Charles, say it one more time.
Everybody that had something stolen from them in their lifetime, am I right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Listen at this. Now, let's just say for instance, I leave $1,000 on, me and you meet up, right? Me and you, Alpha Male, Justice, all of us meet up, right? I accidentally dropped $1,000 in cash, right? Now, I feel I drop it as I'm going to the bathroom, right? Now, I feel, I'm going to my pocket. Oh, damn, where's my $5 at? I go back, right? And we track what I did. So, okay, where my $5 at? And I go look around. Now, as I'm looking around, I go look up where we was at. And I see Justice picking up my $1,000. Now, I tell Justice, give back my goddamn $1,000. He don't do it. So I go and knock the $1,000, knock his ass off, and take my $1,000 away from him, which he tried to take. Now, if I get my $1,000 back from his ass, he wasn't successful at doing it. He failed at doing it. So that's what happened with the Haitians. The European French tried to enslave them, but they failed. So they can't go. Hebrews had to be slaves for 100 years. If French wasn't successful at taking their ass, then they failed. That means it's there. They're at home. I'm tired of claiming these motherfuckers. They ain't no. It's not an emotional thing. Like I said, I have plenty of
We have to be correct. I'm not trying to include them, brother. I'm just doing it. I just want to be factual with the history. I'm not trying to include them. I just want to be factual with the history. And I'm not trying to, you know, that's my personal thing. If I want to be a Hebrew or not, I'm not trying to make nobody none that I am. But here's the thing. Here's something right fast. Slavery did us in Haiti. Here's something I'm going to read right fast. And go and just, anybody look it up. It's in the damn book, man. Slavery did, slavery and slave trade in Haiti was one of the most brutal in the world. Haitians' riches could only be exploited by importing up to 40,000 slaves a year. I can't remember. There was some people, man, that was in there. They fled to the mountain. I want to say the Maroons. They still supposed to be living excluded from the rest of the Haitians still to this very day. I want to say they are the Maroons. They've been so long since I studied that history and read on it, because they fled out and they moved away from the rest of society because they escaped from slavery, and they've been there ever since. They live on high in the hills, excluded from everybody. But Haiti, they did, brother, because even if I'm looking at something here from even Washington Post, it says the return of the colonial orders included slavery, and in 1802 he reinstated slavery in France and the Caribbean colonies. But the rumor that the France would reinstall slavery in the Dominicans and the give the Haitians their revolution, bro. These history books, brother. Slavery did happen in Haiti. And wait a minute, I got to read my brother's comment right
there. Yeah, they're from there. They're from Haiti. So
They were imported.
Ask a Haitian. Do they consider themselves African, Israelite, or just a Haitian?
No, they've been there. Because they've been there now forever. It's like we say we Americans, brother, because we've been here for fucking forever now. But that's why a lot of brothers.
We came from somewhere else.
If they snatched my mother and brought them over here, they brought my mother and father from Africa. Born here, and I've been living here 40 years. Where do you think I'm going to say I'm from? I'm from America. I ain't going to say I'm from Africa. Yeah. My mother and this father descended from, they came from, I didn't. I've been here, and that's all I know, America. I'm going to say, that's where I come from. But my brother LJ, My brother LJ said,
fucking claim us.
I'm not, brother, I leave that subject alone. My brother said, LJ said, the first people the Portuguese came across were the Tainos in the Caribbean. These are the same people just different islands and tribes. Yes, it is. He said, I heard of them. He don't know if they were Haitians. I'm going to look that information up, because I remember it's been so damn long since I read about the Maroons. But they do talk about the Tainos, and the history said that they shipped these people. Like I said, they shipped them from place to place, but I don't know if we can't ask Justice, because he's going to say that's whitewashed, so we can't ask Justice, y'all. But they were shipped. Dude, notice the thing said they were shipped. I mean, you don't have to. That's your prerogative, brother. That's Bobby Brown. That's your prerogative. I'm not saying the claim. Here's my thing. I just want to state the facts. I'm not going to exclude the facts, because I might say, well, I don't, because this is my tradition. I ain't trying to include them. I'm not going to. I'm just stating the facts. Was history. This history. This is what I got to do. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't want to mislead the people, because I have a personal feeling about some. Now, fuck that. I'm me myself. It's just 189, y'all. I want to deal with the facts. I don't want to tell everybody you are whatever tradition I practice. I'm not trying to. Y'all hear me propping on y'all, trying to make y'all what the fuck I am? No, I'm not. I'm not trying to pass out application, man. Go to www.com, man. I'm going to send y'all the application to join what I am. No, I'm not. It's a personal preference. Even when I studied Torah, I don't study like everybody else. And there's some things I believe in that I ain't going to even share with nobody how where I really look at the stuff. It's a personal walk with me. And it's a personal thing that I look at the stories and what I take from it to help me in my life. That I don't really just teach y'all go to Liberated Tabernacle. I don't really teach y'all some things in there, how I look at it. Because I don't want nobody to say, I'm coming my own doctrine. But it's how you build and how you look at it. Like LJ didn't want to say, they do how you the knowledge on it. And you know, so it's, I'm not saying the sister, we got to accept the sister or don't accept the sister. None I'm saying that. And but okay, because how are we going to determine who's the fuck black and who's not black? When the whole thing, again, if we even take Torah, it says we scatter the four corners of the earth. Haiti's a part of the four. It's a landmass. Ain't people living there. It's a landmass. You got Haiti, Brazil, the Caribbean, you got Australia. Everybody else, people living, that's four corners. So if it's said, if we really believe that, there's Israelites all in all them goddamn places. So how do we know who the fuck is who? We can't tell by skin color, because you go into Africa, they all different kinds of colors, shades and colors. Not just now, because of mixing shit they made. So we don't know who, I don't know who the fuck it says, who's black, who's white. In my own family, I got light skin, dark skin, all different kind of colors, but we all from the same bloodline. We all the same, supposed the same Nick last name. We come to a family reunion. No, you ain't part of us. You too goddamn light skinned. You get your motherfucking ass. You ain't no part of us. Now we don't really know, man. A lot of this shit we like people say, I don't believe. A lot of this shit we believe. We just got faith and belief, man. We don't fucking really know. We don't know nothing. Like, I remember when I listened to Walter William them and some other stuff, some people was like, well, I don't believe the story of the Bible. Well, we came over here through evolution and so on. So I'm like, well, okay, y'all want to go with that theory. I want to know where the first person ever came from then. Okay, we evolved from this. First entity or the first so-called human being, where the fuck they come from? To evolve to this, to evolve to that? Can go on and on. See, a lot of stuff we don't really fucking know, because we were not the original people. Like, even we go to Kemet or Egypt or wherever, Israel, we were not there. So we don't fucking know. We just guesstimate a lot of stuff now, because we don't know. If you weren't there in the origins, in the beginning, you don't fucking know. We read a book or somebody said this. He researched this. He researched that from that person. And we just go off of what they say, regurgitate a lot of shit that's in the book. We don't fucking know. We don't know, man. We weren't there. So whether the Bible story was true and Genesis said in the beginning, man, we don't fucking know. Because number one, who was there to even write this shit down when God was creating in the beginning? When he said, let there be light. Who the fuck would that have write that down? We don't know. It's just a guesstimation, just to help us solve this mystery in our fucking mind. And this is what our ancient ones did, our ancient ancestors did. They came up with myths. They came up with legends. to answer some of these mysteries that they don't know themselves. Because they got here like, well, damn, I wonder how the fuck we got here. Well, I tell you, we just write this legend down and pass this legend on. We came from here and so-and-so, so-and-so. And these are a lot of these stories. We don't know, man, a lot of this shit, man. Can I even say, you know, I say I'm Israel. Do I fucking really know that I'm really an Israelite? Just because, okay, it says in Deuteronomy 28, they said that we came here on ship. Do that really say that I'm an Israelite? Can I really prove that shit, man? Can I really prove it? No, the fuck I can't. Can I be honest? Can I be honest with y'all? I really can't prove that. You know what? I'm going to say it. I'm not going to use this to say why I'm an Israelite. Now, anybody else, y'all can. That's y'all prerogative. I'm not going to use it as the basis to say, I would just say it's something I resonate in this tradition. I find some things in the Torah that I use to base my life, to help my life, because it have helped my life in certain things. Can I really prove this is my bloodline? No, the fuck I can't. No, I can't. I just could be completely honest with y'all. That's what y'all want, a person to be honest, right? That's all I could be honest with y'all. And if anybody can accept that, hey, man, I'm be first one to tell y'all, I don't know. I look at the traditions, I study tradition, and there's some things I like from it, and I learn from it. I don't take everything in the Bible as literal. Do I believe that God opened up the sea and drowned Pharaoh and him and things of that nature? I know y'all probably say, oh, and I never listened to Liberation Tabernacle again in my life. You don't, bro, you a damn hypocrite. Because do I believe that story as it's really written? Hell no, I don't. Oh, I don't. But there's something else that I take from this story, because I have to ask myself, what is this story really about? I know ain't no big ass river just open up and then just so and so. What is this story really saying? Okay, what is this saying? And what can I get out of this story to help me a lot, or maybe to apply this with this story, the narrative is what is being said. Because everything deals with a story, y'all. There's a internal and external, as an exoteric and esoteric, meaning to everything. Some people read the Bible, they do take it literal. They do take everything that literal. And so for me, I'm going to be honest, some things sound like a goddamn Superman story. I always wonder, like, goddamn, well, how come ain't none of this shit happening now? Because you have to look at the stories and wonder and ask it, okay, what, like they say, y'all, what is the moral of the story? What is the moral story? Some things can be history in there. I'm not saying that, but some things, if those who know understand, and I'm gonna give you my ass too. This is why, again, we talked about masonry. That's why they go. This is why it's so good that I was telling when they talk about following and practicing rituals, customs, you learn the principles of the stories when you're living it and you following and you're going. The rituals, you learn the principles of the stories. That's another whole subject that I had to do that on another day. But, man, a lot of this shit we don't know, man. We don't know. A lot of people we going. But let me read my brother's thing right fast. Brother LJ said, that's how people caught up searching for things that they would never find and start making shit up. People get caught up with the myth and don't get the lessons in the story. Yes, sir, that's peace. Always suspect you, Sunray. Yes, sir, brother. Hey, man, that's what it is, brother. It's just we have to learn the stories. Learn. And this is how y'all get. I'm going to tell y'all. Maybe I shouldn't. I ain't going to know Masonic shit, but I'm going to tell y'all what the Masons. This is why the Masons get people. Now, I'm not. I hate Masonry. But this is what. And just not that, but secret societies. And even when people talk about learning by chemists, stuff on the wall, you're learning it. You're not really learning. Even with that, there are certain things that your ass wasn't the average Joe or the average person wasn't learning in chemist. Every society had a mystery system of certain things that just this shit ain't new. that we talk about secret societies now or secret knowledge. This, it's like, you know, because like certain things you can't tell every goddamn body. Because what, they'll fuck it up. They'll go teaching the wrong people, and there you goes your fucking civilization. There go all your ancient knowledge going out the fucking door. So somebody had to hold a lot of stuff sacred. Not secret, but sacred. Y'all had to know the difference. But everybody had a mystery system. Even in Israel had some things. But we don't give. So the thing here is you have to learn when they're telling about myth, what is this story of really about? Because when you look at in Samaria, Mesopotamia, all of these places, they had, all of them had creation stories, legends. What is the moral principle of these stories, and how can it help develop me, what I can learn from today? What is the symbology of it that I can learn from? This is, again, with masonry. This is why in masonry it's so important for them to learn symbolism, symbology. What is the symbolic meaning to this? We said Kapara. We said the beetle in Egypt, or Kemet. You look at certain things and look at the certain symbols. What is this symbol really teaching me? So when I go out and I go out to society, I can learn, I can reach it that the average person may not know, because I understand symbolism. Me and somebody else might understand it and communicate with symbolisms that our enemy don't know what the fuck we doing. He don't understand what the fuck is that. They see us looking, but he don't understand what we looking at and communicating through symbolism that we had already set up. And we can get his ass out of the way. So understanding stories, the myth, the legends teach you something. Don't take every fucking thing literal and think everything, because that's why they taught you in school. They teach you Jack and Jill went up the hill and all that old bullshit. Y'all think they just taught y'all some shit just sound good. You're trying to teach you something, man. We are being taught things to teach you how to understand myth, legends, what you get out of this story. Y'all remember days in school, they tell you to read this here and do you write an essay. What did you get out of this story? What did you get out of it? So even when you're going and coming and learning and listening to the different stories about how creation stories, about cosmology, you have to ask yourself, this shit don't make, you be like, this shit don't make no goddamn sense. That woman, right, he jacked off and he accopulated with himself and he did what? Man, that shit sounding gay as a motherfucker. Like, whoa. Oh, but what is the real meaning of the story? What is it? See, this is why a lot of people were initiated into certain things, but y'all don't know. That's why my brother be telling y'all, well, this on the wall, and they telling y'all, they trying to tell you what a story means. They trying to tell you, but there was story for the neophytes, and there was certain one for the initiates. That's been with every fucking society they have been. But anyway, I ain't going to go into some certain things. But I'm telling y'all, man, hey, certain things you just, what's my brother, Jermaine DePriest. Jermaine Jackson, don't take it personal. Don't take everything so fucking literal. Find a meaning. How can it help you? How is it helping you? What is the meaning of this story? Okay, if Moses did part the Red Sea, what is the actual meaning of this? And then how is it going to help you today? What is it doing for you today? Like Janet Jackson, yeah. What have it done for you lately? What is it going to do for you in our society today? Huh? Because somebody parting the motherfucking Red Sea, right? If I just read that man the part right in the Red Sea, what the fuck that's going to do for me today? I got an enemy right now today. We trying to impress us. Okay. What this story telling me about? That's why I told y'all. Remember I did this story talking about Passover. We was talking about the Passover, and I was relating it back to Juneteenth. Our Exodus. Here in America, our celebration, not about what you hear on Sonnetta, them talking about killing Africans. And I tell y'all, man, ain't nobody celebrating no damn about killing no Africans with Passover. It was all about celebration of looking at liberation. It's a liberation story. So even we have that in here when they coming up in Juneteenth. It's a liberation story. Liberation from being oppressed. Ain't nothing about nobody glorifying killing no Africans, killing, and as they say, the African babies, but the story don't say nobody, no babies being killed. Stand stories, look at it. As my brother LJ didn't would say, Nation Gods and Nerve, learn how to do the knowledge. And also, as we say, knowledge of self. Knowledge of self ain't got shit to do with all of us. Knowledge of self is just what it is. Knowledge of self, yourself. Learn to get the knowledge to learn who you are, what affects you, and what's going to help you to grow in this society. That's knowledge of self. Knowledge of self ain't got, it ain't about a group fucking thinking. It's knowledge of self, your growth. But I'm
going to right.
Somebody got something. That's my rent.
Yeah. Oh,
Alpha Male. I can hear from him in a minute. What's up, Alpha Male?
What's that? Hey, I'm looking for my man. I can't find him. He might be in hiding. What's his name? He was supposed to open the school.
Umar
you
Jones.
Said your man. That sounds a little fruity to me, Alpha Male. You talking about you looking for your man.
Okay, but anyway, have you seen him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to serve him and can't find him.
I heard about that.
You got some papers? You got some papers, Alpha? What you got, brother?
Yes, a cease and desist order.
So
why did you do that, Alpha Male? Why are you stopping the brother from putting the school together, man? What's wrong, man? You jealous?
I don't live in Harrisburg.
Oh, look, what the cease and desist talking about, brother? What's going on? What happened? What cease and desist? What they doing? What they talking about?
Well, it's basically, he never filed as a charity, a 501(c), a school, or any charitable organization. So he has to immediately cease collecting any donations towards anything, period, point blank. Now, he's got 10 days to respond, 10 days. He'll be charged $100 a day that he don't respond. And if they find him guilty, it's $1,000 per infraction.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah, where'd you find this?
Damn.
Well, my big little brother sent everybody a copy.
I got my copy too. Dang, that's nuts up, man. Like Alpha Male, you know what I mean? You and the boys, you know, we did our own boy in. Like, they fucking white people ain't even do it. Probably black people did that too.
So hold up. So black people did that to him, Justice. So you kind of upset that he got to stop doing it.
No, I'm just saying. If people wanted to hate on him so hard, and then they got them people to go and shut him down and say he ain't doing his thing legally and he can't collect no more money for nothing. So it was a lot of times it'd be a lot of haters that be your same skin color.
Can I ask you something? How long have you been taking up donations for that school?
He's been taking up donations for that school for about 10 years, haven't he?
Woo! Hold up, brother. Wait, whoa, 10 years?
I might be wrong. It might be 8 or 7, but, it's been a good period of time.
Well, let's go. We'll just go seven then. So he's been taking his donation for 7 years. Sound being unfair. So he's been taking up donations for that school for 7 years. And then now you're saying that people been giving their hard-earned money, because he even talked about it, one day, $10. He chastised them for $10. But anyway, so... And you think that's unfair, black people the one doing this to him. But damn, brother, out of 10 years, you ain't open that motherfucker up. 7 years. You ain't opened the motherfucker up yet, brother. You ain't bought a. You could have bought a trailer by now and don't start it. Something.
A storefront. A storefront. And you know what? I read that letter too. You know, it's crazy because his ass, and this is crazy because his ass, even when he went up in front of the council, you remember he went, somebody brought his ass, took his ass to court about adopted psychology shit he was always saying. He never proved that shit.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I told him that I felt, in my opinion, that Brother Umar is too radical. And if he wasn't as radical as he is by being all boasters and out front saying the things that he's saying about not wanting any outside support and being so arrogant about it, it makes him create his own enemies. And those enemies tend to have a way of legally coming, making someone come to their demise if they're not on point with all of their activities and dotting all of their I's and crossing all of their T's. So if Dr. Umar wasn't so flamboyant in his approach to opening up his school and the way in which he talks about the things he does and how it's going to be so cold black and everything, all out on public airways, all out, you know, on Front Street per se, or making a video, he's just boasting and saying things. And a lot of times he'll say things that are conspiratorial, that aren't proven fact. But he'll lay out some things in a fashion where it's unprovable. So those things, if I was his advisor, I would suggest to him to not just say things that you can't prove. Now, on the other hand, when
Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to stop you right fucking there, because let me tell you something about that nigga Umar. Let me tell you something about this nigga. Now, and you know I was going to get your ass for this, that stupid-ass comment. Look, Elijah Muhammad said so much radical shit back in the day, back in Jim Crow days. He built MUIs every fucking way.
Uh-oh.
He built... You know, and Elijah Muhammad talked about separation and all that shit. What did back? I'm talking about back in the day when there was lynching.
There was a difference. There was still a difference in the approach. It wasn't like
He would talk all this shit about white folk being devils, all that shit. And he built schools in each state back in the day. Now, that's the reason why when Malcolm X went out there and said, oh, these chickens come on the roost, that's the reason why Elijah Muhammad threw Malcolm down. Because let me tell you something, Elijah Muhammad wanted separation. He said, fuck his whole government. He wanted his own fucking government. He said it back in the day.
I agree with all of that. You're right. And that's a good point you're making.
What was Umar Johnson's problem? Come on now. Ain't nobody afraid of no fucking nigga talking about no Marcus Garvey, nigga.
We're talking about he's not a leader of
no fucking Marcus Garvey, no President Douglas, nigga. Guess what? That nigga
Umar
is
not a leader of anything. Like, Muhammad's the leader of the nation of Islam.
Hey, guess what? He's Elijah Muhammad had more people behind him back in the day than what Umar Johnson had. And I'm gonna tell you something, which was a bigger threat to the U.S. government. So why the fuck? What stopped Umar for 10 fucking years of building this school because of what he said?
Nothing.
A lot of it is.
He
was really about a school. Like, he would go
she wouldn't be so daggone, like, so stuck on a certain thing.
But you like
look at all the people who open up school. Look at Booker T. Washington. I mean, he got some outside help and stuff, but he got his school off the ground. You know what I'm saying?
The reason people have got discouraged with him and jumped off the fence with him is just that's why I asked you, how long has it been? How long has he been taking up these donations? And that's why people have jumped off the fence, brother. Like I said again, but if he had just bought a trailer, just a trailer, and set that up and at least got started with just a trailer, okay, now he's showing the people, okay, he is doing something. But after 10 years, brother, you still hadn't did nothing. Come on, brother. That's when, and you just getting this money. That's when the people jumping off the fence. It's like they tired of your motherfuckers saying something and ain't doing nothing. That's the reason.
Yep.
Got tired of it. Ain't nobody hating on him. It's just he ain't showing improving, man. He ain't showing improving.
You're right. He could have got four trailer home, like those long trailer things like that you'd have charter schools in, and started with something like that, and then could have added on more and more, right?
Just get you one. They just need to see something. Just get you one to get started. Because we want to see
the result.
Okay, if you had a guy, like I said, you got one damn trailer. I don't give a damn. You had 10 children. Now we need to even see, are you even capable of teaching somebody? Oh, yeah, 10 children. They've been doing test results and all of this. And now we know that you're even capable. At least you did get a trailer. We see that you are trying. And now we're seeing that these students, you know, you probably put on video, look, y'all say this here, you know, quote something like they probably say like ABCs or something. And then we see like, oh, man, he's serious. God damn, man, I'm some smart children right there. Now we on board with them. Bro, you ain't show shit. We don't even know if you did get the money open to school. Are you even capable of teaching the children? Nobody knows.
Right.
You know, if I had a child and he's my friend and everything, but if I had a child, I don't believe that I would send my boy to his school just based on things that he says in the open and in public. And I think that a lot of it could be harmful for not having an approach of being universal universal education. Huh?
You know.
But that shit Umar Johnson was talking, don't nobody afraid of his fucking ass. He could have, let me tell you something, Justin. Listen, I went back to school, got my diploma, I got my associate's degree, right? One of the degrees I got is teaching adult learning and teaching childhood education. Now, when I took that course, right, and I got my little certificate or whatever, one thing that I learned was if you have a nonprofit organization, you can have a school. That you can teach our nonprofit. They get funded. They'll get, regardless, you can have a nonprofit. Umar, with all that money he had, he could have set up a nonprofit. He could have went that route. And even if he didn't start no nonprofit, he could have thought. If he wanted to, he could take that Pan African shit and could fly him a little damn church and could have had like a day school, preschool. You'll always have to get accreditation by nobody to have a school.
Right.
Well, all accreditation don't mean shit. Just like, okay, the white man should he pass it. That could be anybody. Shit. So, what I've learned is you don't need accreditation to start no school. You don't. I don't care what fuck the state you're in. Umar full of shit. He taught that shit for too long. And he bullshit. Because there's a dude in the Nation of Islam. And now under Farrakhan. But he's another brother out of Camden, New Jersey. And me, I used to listen to Crow. You know, years ago, I don't know if y'all remember Pro with Munir Muhammad. You know, he had his little own fraction of Nation of Islam. But he has his own, like, museum for Elijah Muhammad. But there was a brother that used to go on this show, Minister, and he is out of Camden, New Jersey. I think that was Wasim. And one thing about Minister Wasim, you know, I know
about Wasim. I know him. Yeah. I listen to his show on Wednesday night. He got a show on Wednesday night over here.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Now, let me get this out. Now, Minister Wasim, and if the brother listening, I know he listening, I want to give you big ups, brother. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because he got, from what I was told, that was on his story, which he told. I think that he left Farrakhan's organization or something like that. But he has his own NOI now. When he left that shit, he had nothing. And he said, okay, well, I want all my children and all my nieces and nephews, all the juniors who did not have to go to public schools in Jersey. You know, it only took him 2 years to build Muhammad University of Islam in Jersey. And how he did it, he connected with an offshoot which he started from leaving Farrakhan's organization. In 2 years, he started this shit. It took 2 fucking years.